Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, we're getting ready to go into the second half of the show. Call in, let me know you want to talk. You've reached Tommy Sotomayor of Your World, My Views. You guys on here and ready? I'm talking, the commercial should be going soon. Why aren't the commercials going?
Chinese at home with Wan Chai Ferry. You can make it in just 14 minutes.
Orange chicken.
Great.
I didn't feel it going out anyway.
Wan Chai Ferry, restaurant quality Chinese in your grocer's freezer.
I have COPD. If you have it, you know how hard it can be to breathe and what that feels like. COPD includes chronic bronchitis and emphysema.
Spiriva helps control my COPD symptoms by keeping my airways open a full 24 hours. Plus, it reduces COPD flare-ups. Spiriva is the only once-daily inhaled COPD maintenance treatment that does both, and it's steroid-free.
Spiriva does not replace fast-acting inhalers for sudden symptoms. Tell your doctor if you have kidney problems, glaucoma, trouble urinating, or an enlarged prostate. These may worsen with Spiriva. Discuss all medicines you take, even eye drops. Stop taking Spiriva and call your doctor right away if your breathing suddenly worsens, your throat or tongue swells, you get hives, vision changes, or eye pain, or problems passing urine. Other side effects include dry mouth and constipation.
Nothing can reverse COPD. Spiriva helps me breathe better.
Breathing with COPD is no small thing. Ask your doctor about Spiriva.
Women are starting to talk about something they've been feeling for a long time, wanting more sexual satisfaction.
After I had my children, sex didn't make me feel the same way.
This is Zestra, a safe, patented blend of botanical oils and extracts. Topically applied Zestra works within minutes by heightening your sensitivity to touch for deep, pleasurable sensations and sexual satisfaction.
Zestra made it all so easy. In a matter of minutes, I was there. I haven't felt like this in years.
Call the number on your screen right now, and we'll send you Zestra for free. You pay $6.95 for shipping and handling. Because Zestra provides deep feelings of sexual satisfaction, just trying Zestra has turned many women into Zestra believers. That's why we're offering Zestra absolutely free. Just pay $6.95 for shipping and handling. So call or log on right now. You have nothing to lose. Get the sexual satisfaction you deserve with Zestra. Call right now.
To understand why they killed, you need to see how they lived. Twisted, all new season, premieres Friday at 10, only on Investigation Discovery. Investigate. Sunday on an all-new Unusual Suspects. Becky Stowe is excited to become a mom.
she meets with her friend to share the good news, but is never seen again.
I knew that there was something wrong. Becky wouldn't just turn out missing.
Police suspect her boyfriend, but he passes a polygraph.
He was not any part of Becky's disappearance.
Until years later, a phone call reveals a haunting secret.
He dug a hole the day before Becky disappeared.
Unusual Suspects, all new Sunday at 10 on Investigation Discovery.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. What a deep, deep phone call. Jeez. Oh, we've had a couple of deep phone calls, people. And I know we have a topic to do tonight. But it is so hard for me to go away from things that need to be discussed. I had a woman tell me that an older woman and a younger man can work. She said, I'm 40 and my child's father's 29. And I said, oh, are you guys together? She said, well, he's my baby's daddy. I said, so he's not your boyfriend or he's not your husband? She said, well, no. And I said, well, what is your point? She said, well, we were pretty happy together. Ladies, seriously, I'm not even trying to be funny. You can be a 20-year-old man's baby daddy. You can be baby mama. You can be a 90-year-old man's baby's mama. But I don't think procreating is the measure of success. I think there's truly something wrong with our people. She's trying to argue that yes, it can work. And using herself as an example. And the example didn't work. I mean, am I just a dumbass? But shouldn't we be using working examples? And I want to give a shout out to my girl, Tiffany, who has made a sizable donation. And I'm going to say something to her about online because she snuck this in. I've never even spoken to this woman, but I know who it is. This Love Lumps. I know who that is. She talking to group for Nan again. Me and her argue all the time. I've just been told she made a nice donation to the show. And I want to let her know I thank you very much. Especially for as much as I argue with you online. I'd assume you wouldn't have liked me. But you know what? There are people who find value in what I do because I don't do anything to please anyone. All I do is do things to try and educate and help people. That is all I literally want to do. That's it. Don't want to be a star. I don't have delusions of grandeur. None of that. I have things that I believe can help. I have knowledge that I like to impart. I don't want to be on Housewives. I don't want to be on none of that shit. It's not my job. It's not what I do. People don't gravitate towards me because I'm pretentious, because I'm trying to be something I'm not. People gravitate towards me because whether I like you, whether I'm fucking you, I tell the truth. They're telling me that the President Barack Obama is giving his State of the Union. And people have been watching that. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of women talking about how sexy the president is, how much swag he got. I'm dead ass serious. This shit is starting to get on my nerves. It's still feeding into the light skin shit. He just so damn sexy. Really? He that damn sexy that during the State of the Union, you got to be tweeting how sexy he fucking is. Really? This is what's on your mind while you watching the State of the Union address. He's got so much swag. This is why the black community ain't shit. Because you watching the State of the Union address and you sitting up there saying your president got swag. He walk up to the podium. He looks so handsome. It's the same shit you do when the pastor walk up to the front of the church. He trying to give you a good damn word. You talking about how good he look in the suit. Pastor, so working that suit. Look at him with that, with a lace front on. He looking good. He looking good. The fuck are you looking at the president, this skinny man, and talking about how sexy he is? His black lips from smoking cigarettes. How sexy he is. Really? Oh, my goodness. And you wonder why the wrestler who had AIDS was able to sleep with so many black women. And everybody want to feel bad for the women. And for the people who don't know the story, go to Your World, My Views, look at it. You can't even look at the damn president and talk about the job he doing without talking about how fucking fine he was. Really? And literally, if he wasn't the president, if he walked around like he walk around in everyday life in the clothes he wearing, y'all would swear he was lame. When he wearing them jogging pants, pulled up to the bottom of his chest playing basketball, you would say he was lame. When you saw him sitting out looking skinny as a stick, smoking a cigarette, you swear he was lame. He wouldn't get no ass just walking in. You wouldn't say he got so much swag. Regular nigga walk around in an all-black suit like that, you don't say he got swag. The nigga that got swag in everyday life ain't that dude. I'm watching this Twitter right now. I'm watching my Twitter feed. Watching my Twitter feed. Everybody talking about how sexy he is. Again, how can I feel sorry for the women who slept with the man who had AIDS if y'all can't even look at the president give the State of the Union address and not talk about how fine he looked, how fine he is, how much swag he got. This is why brothers is dating white women. Because if you got a Twitter and you a black man and you don't have no money, and you watch how these women throw themselves at people with money, same dude who you know, they said he was lame when he used to be on the street when he didn't have no money. Because he used to hang with me. He was lame. Now all of a sudden, he got swag. I give it to the president. He got swag. Girl, look at him. That Obama. All the white people are either talking about his policies to where the Republicans that are on my list are saying he's full of shit, and the Democratic women are saying, great. We want him to have 4 more years. The black chicks, he fine. He's sexy. I'd fuck him. He's married. Never thought about that? Guess what we have out there? A world full of fantasias. Y'all don't mind fucking another woman's man. You don't mind it at all. Because you wouldn't spend your time doing the State of the Union talking about how fine he is, knowing he's a married man that's a father. I'm probably talking too damn much. I know I'm probably just pissing people off. A married man that's a father telling you about how he's leading your corporation, which is your country, and all you can think of is how fucking sexy he is. You know how many black women I've heard say they'll fuck the president? And they wasn't just saying it to point out that he looked nice. They were saying it to point out, if I got a shot, I'd fuck him. Jesse Jackson. How you think Jesse Jackson was brought down? Had Martin Luther King had not been shot, who was going to bring him down? Oh, yes. Our women. Oh, yes. They want to fuck you and then bring you down. They don't want to just fuck you and say they fucked you. They want to fuck you and tell everybody. They want to fuck you and get on Bossup.com. They want to fuck you and get on Nicole Bitchy. They want to fuck you and try to get on Basketball Wise. Our women. Our women can't even watch a quote-unquote black man, as you call him. I say he's not black, he's mixed. But y'all can't even watch the black man deliver State of the Union without talking about how sexy he is. The same man, if he was walking around regular damn streets, would never, ever be considered sexy. Barack Obama looks like a nerd. I didn't say he's not handsome. He just looks like the type of guy that don't get black pussy. He just doesn't. He looks like the type of guy who you would say, he kind of square, girl. My man D.L. Hughley just tweeted me. He said, the president of the United States says that we built this nation together. DL says, actually, we built the nation. They just supervised. That's pretty good. Black folks, we absolutely love taking credit for other shit. Tonight's show, we're talking about older women dating younger men, and I think this is my girl. I'm going to answer this phone call. I think before I get to the other phone calls, I want to answer this one because I think it's my girl. Let me see. 347-353. Caller, who the hell are you?
That's Takata.
Why are you laughing?
How you doing with me?
I'm pretty good. Let me tell you, I pay attention.
Okay.
Okay, you're in New York, right?
Yeah.
There's only one New York extension on my line. You said you were calling in. I saw a message that said you were on the line.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, Georgia Tech don't just hand out degrees. You got to work to get them.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm a smart man. I pay attention. Can't sneak no shit past me. Now,
how you been, Tommy?
I've been well. Finally got a chance to hear you. How you been?
I've been okay.
All right, I got to talk to you about this.
Okay.
You and I have been going back and forth, and you kind of called me on it saying that you're glad that it came out.
Mm-hmm.
That this idea that there are a lot of 40-year-old women trying to compete with 20-year-old women. And I made a statement, and you know it because how old are you?
Me, 28.
All right, you're in your 20s. And I said, and you can give me, you can tell me I'm full of shit, or you can tell me I agree, or you can be in the middle. I say this, the prime of a woman's life is between her, is all her 20s, and it stops at about 35. After 35, she's out of the prime of her life. Is that true or false?
True.
Women who in their 20s typically date men in their late 20s and early 30s and may even or late 30s. Women who are in ninth grade typically date juniors and seniors in high school. Women who are freshmen in college typically date juniors and seniors in college. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
So why the fuck these 40-year-old women now all of a sudden want men they age and younger?
Because the older men don't want them.
All right, why don't the older men want them? Because I'd assume a 60-year-old man would want a 40-year-old woman.
No, because I guess the younger women are more youthful. They have more to offer.
Right. Now, let me give you my professional opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They say women reach their sexual peaks in their late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Women also get judged by their looks, and their looks start failing them typically after 35, if they really ain't taking care of their fucking self, which a lot of these girls aren't, they hit 30 and it's downhill. But after 35, it really is downhill. You looked your best before 35. It ain't too many motherfuckers that's 40 talking about I look better at 40 than 30. It just ain't. They can tell you that lie. There are a lot of black women love telling that lie. I look better today. Bitch, no, you don't. I saw your pictures. You do not look better. You're more made up. But you don't look better. You got more expensive clothes on, but you don't look better.
Okay.
But these women, here's what they'll do. They'll get 40, and all of a sudden, the niggas they wouldn't talk to their whole life, who was right at their age. Because I remember in ninth grade, I used to get tired of seeing them old-ass niggas drive up to the high school campus fucking the girls in our grade. Used to piss me off. I got tired of going to college and seeing these niggas that wasn't even on campus come fuck with your girlfriend. I got tired of getting out of college and seeing all the women who was my age talk about, you ain't got no money. Bitch, I just got out of school. She was fucking a 35-year-old man. Now, all of a sudden, we 35 at the same time, you talking about some, I always liked you. No, you didn't.
Tommy, I got to get this right here. I have to get this.
What's up?
What's up, Tommy? My name is Flash, man. And
what's going on, Flash?
I got a, I got a, I got to agree with you on that one. See, it's just like Ralph from in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. It's like the same thing we're talking about right now with the conversation. Like, a female don't want to do, they don't want the average dude. Like, say for instance, a guy don't have enough money. Or mm-hmm. he may not look up the car or a certain way, a certain look the girl wants them to be. And, you know, so say for instance, I was kind of talking to Kyle, right? Like, what up, Sakala? And I may not be her type right then and there because I may not have the right clothes or I may not look good when you're younger. But for some reason, mm-hmm. the world turns around. The world spins when we sleep, when we wake up, when we walk, whatever we doing, the world is spinning. So the same ugly duckling might come out to be that Prince Charming. Now all of a sudden, like you said, like I may be ugly now, but then I may get like a record deal or a basketball contract. Now all of a sudden, oh yeah, I always liked you. Word, you always liked me. Like you always liked me. You like me now. Oh, they like me now yep. because I'm pushing a big Benz or I got a big house and my face is on TV, posters, like YouTube now you like me now. Like that's what I be feeling like with my dog be saying. Back then you didn't want me, now I'm hot, you all on me. So
exactly. Let me give you another thing, Flash. Let me give you something else. They wonder why people like Lil Wayne will try to fuck everybody he sees.
I ain't mad at him.
Because Lil Wayne, remember, that before he had money, he was just ugly. And have you noticed what these women do when he turned them down, when he's not interested, or what they did when they found out he engaged to a white woman? Oh, my God, the black women went out of their mind and started calling him a gorilla, a gremlin, and all this shit. And I'm like, how you called this man out his name when you was trying to fuck him at the club?
No. I don't call my name after he fucked you and gave you a Young Money T-shirt. Now you gonna get a big gorilla man and all that. But you gave you a T-shirt. What more do you want?
And you're right. Like, and I know you guys are young. I don't know if you've heard this story, and it's on my website, yourworldmyviews.com. There's a story of a wrestler. Guy used to work for WWE. This man had AIDS, and he just got convicted 20 years in jail for having sex with women and not telling them he had AIDS.
Wow.
But here's the problem, because, you know, all the black women were like, oh, he should be put under the jail for doing that. He got to, and you're right. It's not cool that he's trying to give out AIDS like it's motherfucking Christmas Day turkeys from, you know, from motherfucking Nino Brown at the Carter. I mean, I get this. But here's the problem. How was he able to fuck dozens of women with no condom that he wasn't married to?
You know what it is? It's the money. They seen money.
Thank you.
Listen, he said, look. Fucking dick. They fucking dick right now. They look at it. They see money. They see he's on TV. He need that little muscle. They want to fuck him. Most of these things don't. They want to take. They want to fuck me. I fucked him. But bitch, he fucked you. They a gift. They gonna keep on giving him.
Yep. And that's what I said is the problem. You got these women who always want sympathy. My Is It Just Me earlier was about this idea of society creates an environment where women are always right no matter what the fuck they do, and that bothers me. There was a woman who called in the show before you guys. I don't know if you guys heard it, but I really felt sorry for her. But then she said she was dating a guy, and the guy raped her, and I felt real bad for her. She said, but she didn't tell the police. She said, but then 2 years later, she told the police. I said, okay, well, what happened? She said, well, they said we can't press charges. She said, I was sad. I said, well, that's fucked up. I said, well, did you break up with him after he raped you? She said, well, no. I said, wait a minute. You kept dating him. She said, yes. I said, did you have sex with him again? She said, yes. I said, well, when you told the police, was it after y'all had broke up? She said, yes. I said, the only reason you told the police was because you mad he broke up. But you guys both know, and you do too, Takata. Both of y'all know. Y'all have met some girls who dated a nigga. The nigga was broke. You still fucked him. You got pregnant by him. You let him live in your house. Everything was still cool. You knew he didn't have no fucking money. He broke up with you. You now trying to put him on child support and get him put in jail. The same nigga that didn't have no money. How you put somebody on child support and he didn't have no money? Do y'all see that shit that Fantasia did to that nigga that worked at T-Mobile? How you fuck this T-Mobile man and then try to put him in jail for not paying child support? You want this nigga to give you some free minutes? What, you want this motherfucker to switch you to 4G? Nigga need to, he need to hook up my data plan. I don't want no roaming charges. That's what I want for child support.
Tell me, you know why these younger guys go to the older chicks? Because I'm keeping real with you. I mean, Takata, that's my girl. She's my girl. She won't talk about you. And you know why the old, you know why the older chicks going for the younger guys, and the younger guys going for the older chicks, and the older chicks going
the younger guys are going for the older chicks because the older chicks are caking. The older chicks are going for the younger guys because they need somebody to control, because they done wasted their fucking life on niggas and they couldn't control them. So they basically want somebody like a child. They believe if a nigga's broke and he don't have no money, they can control his ass. Is that about what you was going to say?
No, I would say the older chicks go for the younger guys for two things. One, they want the baloney pony. They want that baloney pony on anytime they want to. And the second thing with the older chicks, the reason why the older chicks be wanting the younger guys, because the older chicks don't mind sucking dick. The young girls? Oh, I don't do that. I ain't have a girl. Bitch, it's 2012.
I don't know who you dating. Them young girls suck my dick before they ask my name.
Huh?
I've got more head than I've gotten offers to go to dinner from old chicks. I mean, young chicks, excuse me. Them young girls are sucking dick. I don't know where you at. They sucking all kind of dick down here in Atlanta.
Nah, see, in New York, it's different. It's different.
Oh.
Brooklyn is different. You gotta buy them. You gotta come and rub them. And you got to do a lot of things. That
now, I will agree with you on this. Them old chicks are pretty fucking nasty.
Huh?
Them old chicks are nasty. Them old chicks, they don't have no fucking I won't do that. Old chicks are nasty. So I agree with you on that. Like, they'll do all kind of shit.
One older chick offered to eat my ass. I'm like, Ma, listen, you got the wrong nigga. Just cut my dick and my balls, man.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you this. I want to tell you this. I know you're a young man. How old are you?
27.
Let her do it, dog. Let her do it. Woo! That's my shit, nigga. I broke up with a girl because she wouldn't do it.
Oh,
you ain't going to eat my ass. We are going to make a horrible couple.
Okay.
I'm telling you, girl, eat your ass and make you pull the motherfucking paint off of the bed. You will pull all the wood varnish off. It will be straight plain wood by the time you get through. She'll make you fuck the whole bed up. I'm telling you. You won't be able to look in the face either for like 3 days. The first time a girl do it to you, dog, you won't be able to look at her for like 3 days.
Why? Why is that?
Because you're going to feel inadequate. Because you're going to be yelling like a bitch. You gonna be questioning yourself, so you ain't gonna be able to look at this bitch. It's hard to look at you. You don't have your face in my ass.
I mean, what
she talking about? You want some of my coke? Hell no! I know where your mouth been. You can have it. Have a sip of your drink. You bet you had a whole can. I don't want it no more. You nasty fucker, you.
Yeah, Tommy. What part of Atlanta are you at?
All right, I'm the studio is in Woodstock, but I live in Rome.
Oh, good. I come down like every year. And I come to Color Park.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. On the west side of Atlanta, right on the right by the airport. You come basically is where you fly in.
Yeah, you know what's funny too, because I stay at the Sheraton right there.
Oh, really?
I stay right there in the Sheraton every year.
You need to come and holler at your boy. Every time I always get people come out of town, I always show them a good time when they come. hit them up, take them out. Me and my man Jermaine Dupri, we'll do something to them down here. Have some fun out at the club. Throw some bottles up, especially if they listen.
I,
if you listen to the show, fuck.
I was telling my girl, I said, I was trying to kind of, I love to meet you because she, up here, I do comedy. I like so I'm working on my own little, like, you know, I'm about to put my own reality TV show up on Facebook. Like I'm trying to give a concept now, and then I'm gonna do like a TV show about my life, and I'm gonna like air it every Tuesday or every Wednesday, a new episode. Like, I'm a film. I shoot videos. I do comedy. I rap. I write. I do it all. I act. So what I want to do is I'm gonna, like, you know, let that come to a couple more reality TV shows and put one together on my own. Like every maybe like I'll shoot for like a whole week. And then like every Wednesday every Tuesday I'll put like a new episode up. Yeah.
All right, it don't sound like a bad idea. Hey, are you following me on like Twitter or either Facebook?
Yeah, I got you on Facebook.
Hey, hit me up on Facebook. Send me a message and put like alert on it so I can make sure I get it, because it'd be a bunch of dumb shit and that'd be pictures of ass and titties and all kind of shit. I don't mind. I'm going to tell you, I don't want y'all ladies to stop doing it, because I'm going to tell you now, I love pictures of ass and titties. I really do. But it's hard to look at some of them motherfuckers. It'd be some fat motherfuckers sending you shit, and you'd be disgusted. But anyway, but yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I like to see that. Now, have you dated young, older women?
Yeah, I did it
mad, old chick. Now, let's be honest. You ain't dating them older women, though. You just sleeping with them. Be honest.
No, I was living with these chicks.
Then you just let them take care of you.
No, I got my own money. I don't need nothing from no female.
Why you living with them then?
I was giving them dick. That's it. And then that's it. I'm keeping it real. Like, I'm a man whore. I was a man whore.
But you get my point then. So you weren't really looking at them seriously. You weren't thinking I married this old chick and have a family.
No. One older chick, I would be my married, but she I found out she wanted to get back with her ex-boyfriend. So, you know. So
how much older was she than you?
Before I left out of there, I took back most of the shit I brought her. And the shit that I said, no, I'm not gonna take it. So I just broke everything. I brought her up, and then I left. So I brought a microwave and a toaster. I broke that shit, and then I saw the jump kick the TV. I brought her up. I said, fuck it, she can have that. But
how much older was she than you, though?
I made it look like somebody broke into the house. I left the back door open. I pulled open the box of cereal.
Man, stop telling on yourself. Ain't no statute of limitations on this shit. I ain't gonna let you sit up here and get yourself arrested.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Listen, listen.
Listen, Chicago, Captain Monster, I'm good. I ain't worried about nothing. So
but how much older was she than you?
Well, she was like, I was
25,
so she was like 34.
Well, you were just pussy whipped.
Huh? Say that again?
I said you were just pussy whipped.
Nah, I was not. Nah, I don't know.
If you were doing the shit you said you was doing, that's what a pussy whipped nigga would do.
Nah. No,
ain't no sane nigga breaking up in houses and kicking TVs and shit.
Throwing cereal over the place.
Who the fuck put
Fruity Pebbles in your carpet? Want to grind them in?
Nah. I felt like shit. If I bought the shit, another nigga even come in here and destroy the shit. I bought, so I'm breaking this shit up then.
You bought the cereal?
Huh?
You bought the cereal?
I bought the shit. No. She bought the cereal. I opened the shit up. I put it on the floor.
So why you pulling out her shit? You didn't buy them cereal.
It was something to do. It was something to do.
That's what I'm saying. A pussy whip nigga needs something to do.
I was a pussy whip nigga
one time, man. I'm going to tell the truth. I fucked that old woman. Next thing I know, I was hiding out in that bitch bushes. I'm not lying to you. I was laid down in a ditch and waited for hours in that ditch. It's all kind of shit was crawling up my ass. I wouldn't move. That bitch came home with a nigga in the car with her. I'd say, aha.
But y'all,
you was cheating. She said, yeah. And you wonder why. Look how lame you is, nigga.
Mm-mm.
She was right. I was pretty lame. I didn't even go to work that day. I called in sick to hide in your motherfucking ditch outside your house.
And
still was crying, begging for the pussy back. I bet after you did all that pouring them cereal down on the ground, you still wanted that girl back, didn't you? Be honest.
Hell no, man. Look, I ain't going to jail behind that shit, man. I saw her kill that bitch.
No, you lucky you didn't go to jail behind that shit. She ain't lucky. She still with whoever she want to be with.
Nah, I can't stop. Like I can't stop a female from doing what they want to do. I can't. You know what I mean? And the thing is,
yeah, more people need to realize that you can't stop another person from the. But that's why I believe older women date younger men because they think they can control them. They know they can't control somebody their age. It has never worked for them. They believe if they date a younger man, they can let him live in the house. They can pay for all his shit. He will just be like so grateful, like a puppy, that he, you know, will always be there. And they can control him. They can tell him.
All the shit really want from a young nigga is some dick and time. That's it.
No, you're right. And it works when it sticks, but it works when it's that. It doesn't work when they try to make it more than that, though.
That's see, and the thing is, like when I was younger, I always had older chick. When I was 6 years old, I had a girl that was 12 years old. When I was 12, I had a girl that was 16. When I was 16, I had a girl that was 25. Like, I always had an older chick older than me. But what I'm trying to say is, the last chick before the one I broke up with, she said I was fucking my grandmother. That's how controlled she was with me. She would cook, she washed my clothes. She do everything for me, but the minute I tell me when I talk with my homeboys, oh, what time you coming back? Oh, where you gonna be at? Da-da-da-da. You go to your studio? I'm like, damn, dude, like, he let me breathe. And then one time, me and my grandmother, I was in the car, and me and my grandmother was like cracking a joke with each other, and she said, oh, you must be fucking this bitch.
Older women are typically insecure. Because think about it. If you're old, and I was able to date you, that means every other relationship you've had has failed. People who keep failing become insecure. If you, I don't know if you play any sports, brother, you ever play, you, what sports you play?
Huh?
Do you play any sports?
Ball, basketball.
If you miss 15 shots in a row, you kind of insecure about that 16th shot, ain't you?
Nah, I feel you, Tommy.
So when you get an old bitch, you getting baggage. That's exactly what you're getting. This old bitch will pretend she carefree. That's a lie. Who the fuck is carefree that keeps losing?
Word.
That's like the Indianapolis Colts talking about they carefree. Them motherfuckers couldn't beat nobody. They scared of playing. They scared of the Super Bowl game, and they ain't even in it.
Yeah.
You can get with them if you want to, but they're insecure.
Yo, I ain't even hear about the Colts doing nothing this year anyway. So.
No, the Colts won two damn games. They was undefeated 13 weeks into the season. I mean, they had no wins 13 weeks into the season. They were 0-13. The hell you go out there for 13 weeks, get paid $1 million to lose. They could have hired me to do that shit for half the price. I could have got 10 more of my motherfucking friends. We could have went out there and did that. And they give me $30,000 and a sandwich. We'll go out there and lose all 17 games, 16 games. Hey, Tagata, I want y'all to hold on. I'm going to answer some more of these phone calls, talk to some more of these people. Flash, make sure you send me your information, all right?
All right.
Hey, y'all, we was talking. I know I got a bunch of emails right when I said that. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just honestly believe that older women are insecure. Let me go to Martez from the 602. What's up, Martez?
What's up, brother?
Not much. Hey, I said that older women are typically, if you meet a woman in her late 30s, I said the prime of a woman is between 20 and 35. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely would. Some of them,
all right, so,
some of them a little older because I'm 40 now. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, that's all I did was date older women because I didn't have time for the younger ones. I didn't have time for the bull.
Are you married?
Not no more, no.
So you were married to an older woman?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much older was she?
Shit, the first wife, she was 16.
She was 16 years old than you?
Yeah.
How were you? How were you when y'all got married?
I was 27 when I first started, yeah.
Woo! So your girl was in her 40s, and y'all got married. Why'd y'all get divorced?
She was a professional.
What's that mean?
she was a professional liar, dude.
Was you looking for an amateur?
No. Let me paint a picture for you. This woman came in a club every day, only to see her sister. Every dude ever hit on her, shot him down. She shot him down. It was a challenge for me. I mean, this woman walked in stiletto, 3-inch heels. She had fucking G cup.
Oh yeah, that's me right there, but I'm already with you.
Okay. Thick legs. I mean, she was a challenge. So I went after that shit. Just been the gentleman that I am and not knowing whatever she's been through, women love compliments constantly. Not the everyday compliments, but just certain, you say shit differently, just all out of the box. And that's what I did, and I pissed off every other woman that I was fucking with that came through that club, but fucked around and spent time together and got married. But
so how long did y'all date before y'all got married?
I want to say a year and a half.
And how long did y'all stay married?
What was it? Almost four, a little over 4 years. But
okay, now why did y'all break up?
She was a professional liar.
Ah, there you go. She's a professional liar. What was she lying about?
Dude, it got so bad, her mother told on her. Her own mother.
How old is her mother? Like 70?
No, mother was young. Mother was young.
Yeah, okay, you got to be honest. I bet she had a child about your age, didn't she?
Well, of course.
Well, go ahead. So what was she lying about? What were some of the things she lied about?
Dude. Just simple shit. I mean, say she ain't at home when she's sitting right the fuck there. Just simple stuff. But, dude, she went to go, all right, if your husband is a technician, got his master's in it, why the fuck would you go buy a car without your husband? Out of all the fucking dealerships out here, she went to my homie.
You think she messed with your homeboy?
Dude, she got fucked twice.
Yeah, that's
a good
way to get your ass.
She got fucked on the car that she bought and fucked him.
How'd you find out?
I hooked up with my boy like maybe a month later, and he telling me about this badass woman he fucked.
So he didn't. Wait a minute. How he not know your wife?
Because I ain't seen him in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I ain't seen them in a minute. See, the thing is, I brought them down here because I'm originally from KC. I brought her down here with me. That was a motherfucking mistake. But
I don't mean to laugh at your pain, bro. The same thing happened to me. I was married. My wife fucked her ex-boyfriend in my bed. So don't, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
I'm not done, dog. I'm not done. This bitch tried to sell my motherfucking car while I was out of town for 3 days.
Damn it, man.
My next door neighbors were older like my parents. And I had a 60 Rambler Classic put all back together, everything. He helped me work on it. He called me up while I'm out of town. He said, I didn't know you were selling your car. I said, I'm not. It's a for sale sign on it. And guess who she sold it to?
Somebody she was sleeping with?
The judge that gave us the fucking divorce.
Oh, wow. So you think she fucked the judge? Okay, what went wrong? What you got to tell me what went wrong. Why did this woman turn on you like this?
It was from the, she was, when I found out, she was still fucking with her ex-husband. He was a truck driver, talking about she was scared of him. But he would have routes coming through here, and every time, because I'm working two jobs, paying for a house and taking care of two of her kids. That motherfucker would come through here, have a route, especially through Arizona, just so they can fucking help.
I'm laughing at you because, hey, I think I'm in the same situation.
Hey, dude, I ain't done.
The truck drivers that he just be driving through. What excuse did she give you? Was it till he was driving through to see the kids?
Oh, I didn't find out. Until I started investigating, I didn't know none of this shit was going on. I was blind to the fact, dude.
Damn.
See, I had my cater business up and running, and this girl would get mad because women would be bringing it. I was doing turkeys and stuff, because I still do to this day around the holidays. That's fucking money coming in the house. Trying to accuse me of sleeping with these women that's coming in the house. I wasn't even thinking about none of them but the money.
Well, you know, cheaters usually do that. People who cheating on you typically accuse you of cheating.
Exactly. But, man, I'm one
after
particular
that experience, would you date a woman that's older? Do you think that shit could work? Because you said you were married twice.
Sometime it will, sometime it won't, man. It just depends. But that particular apple.
But you've been married twice. Are you currently married?
No.
You said sometime it will, sometime it won't. I'm telling you all the time it won't.
Well, I can only say that because I know some of my boys that's still in a relationship with an older woman. And one's
okay,
been
how much
like,
older is the woman, and what's the type of relationship?
They like, one of my boys is 12 years, and they best of friends.
Yeah, but are they in a real relationship? Are they married?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been married.
Okay, well, that's good then.
You know,
how long have they been together? Give me the example of one of them. How long that one been together with that woman? The one for that's 12 years older.
I think it's about 14 years now.
Damn it, man. That's not. They got a family?
Yeah.
Oh, well, as long as a woman can give a person a family, I think that kind of works. What do you think if you what do you think about a young man who dates a woman and the woman already got the kids and she can't just say she either she don't want to have no more or she's so old she can't have any more? Do you think that'll work?
No, because it'd just be a substitute.
Yeah, because I looked at Ashton Kutcher, and I believe that's what happened.
Exactly.
I think after a while, this young man wanted to have his own children. Why would he not want to have his own
children?
Yeah, I don't think there's any man out there that just wouldn't want to have a little him to leave behind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it makes you feel shitty if you marry this woman who got a kids from another dude, but none from you.
you know, and they start that shit off like they want to have, you know, kids with you, and then later on down the road you find out the fucking truth. You find out the motherfucking truth. Oh, yeah. Let me sum this up real quick with the first one. One particular time I told I was going to be out of town for like 4 days, which was only two. I came back, set up cameras the whole night. Well, I set up cameras and shit before I left.
Right.
I wanted to find out how bad this woman actually was. Her motherfucking ex-husband was over to the fucking house in my fucking bed the whole night. Man, you know, I walked up in there with my shotgun.
Wow.
The
so
way
she
my
was pretty
house,
damn bold if she did that.
Because I was out of town. She didn't expect me to be back.
So what did you end up doing? Well, you talking to her, so apparently you didn't shoot him.
Dude, I ain't going to jail over no motherfucking woman. Fuck that. You know, but I got him good, though. He'll remember me for the rest of my life. When you shoot a motherfucker and don't kill him, shoot him in their knee, their foot, and give him a permanent limp, they will remember you for the rest of your life.
Well, you said that you didn't, you weren't trying to go to jail over no woman. If you shot somebody, that's jail time.
Brother, I was in fear for my life. I got scared when I walked in my house and saw another man, so I shot him.
I ain't mad at you. So you do believe you're not scorned to the point of where you wouldn't date an older woman. You still believe it can work.
Nah, right now at my age, I can teeter back and forth.
Right. I'm the same way. I'm at a good age where I could date a woman in her 40s. I could date a woman in her 20s. No one would look at me different anyway. I'm 36.
Exactly. I said I'm 40, so, but it is what it is.
But we're in the prime of our lives, though. The male prime is his late 30s, early 40s.
Dude, I'm running them right now. I'm having my fun, man. But
so who do you enjoy dating more? Be honest. As a 40-year-old man, would you rather date a woman a little bit older than you or a little bit younger than you?
To be honest with you, I have fun with both. Because the older woman, they tend to want to wine and dine you.
Yes, which is fun.
Which is fun. But and that's just me. I love to wine and dine a woman. And see, it's almost like a conflict when you do it with an older woman because they're trying to do it with you, but they want that full control. And it's
so you agree with me that older women are after control?
Of course. That's without a doubt. They won't admit it. They'll never admit it. But it is what it is. You just got to be able to see it.
Do me a favor, Martez. I want to keep you on hold because I want to talk back to you a little bit when we get to the after show. Because your story is very interesting. I want to hear from the rest of you guys. The number is 347-989-8310. I kind of want to take a call before we go to break. We're at a point where I'm supposed to take a break, but I want to take a call. So I'm going to pull in one person. Let me pull in Cindy. Cindy, what's going on from the 507?
Hey.
How's it going, girl?
It's going good.
Okay,
you
heard what I'm doing well. You heard what I said. I said typically older women will be insecure if they're dating a younger man. Do you think I'm telling the truth or I'm kind of out in left field on that one?
Well, I don't know about an older woman because I'm young.
Ah, okay. Do you typically date men your age or do you date men older?
I only date older men.
Now, why is that?
Because men my own age are very immature.
So
and
when
I got
you...
too much...
Go ahead.
Huh? And I got too much going on in my life that I need somebody that's at my level.
So when you... Have you ever dated someone in your own age group?
I did once.
And it didn't work out, apparently. It was like a bad thing?
It didn't work out because it was like I was talking to my child.
So there is this thing that women mature mentally earlier than men do. And you're basically saying, yeah, that's true.
That's true. Because I'm only 22.
All right, and I know you. So let me ask you, was your children's father older or younger?
He was older than I was.
Now, what caused that relationship to falter?
Him being a cheater.
Well, doesn't that make him a little bit kind of childish, like you said the young men are?
Well, he became who he became, and he thought that he can screw anybody he wanted and still have his, you know, me at home because I was a stay-at-home mom. And no, I'm better than that.
So it wasn't more of his age. It was the mentality of the person, and basically the mentality
yep.
could be, the person could have that mentality at any age.
Mm-hmm.
But you still are against dating men your age, right?
I tried to date a guy my age, but he was into partying and into wanting to do things that I wasn't, that I'm not into. And
like
I can't
what?
Do that. Like, he wanted a party. He wanted to stay out all night and not spend time. He wanted to play on his Xbox. I don't have time for that. I
Did
don't
you
have
not
time
know? Okay.
for it.
So how long were you dating him before you realized that's the kind of guy he was?
I dated him for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh.
I said, fuck that. I am not doing this.
So you feel that a lot of the things that you feel that a lot of the things that young guys do is just really isn't what you want to do then.
Yeah. No, it's not what I want to do. I have too much going on in my life. I mean, I plan on in the next year I want to open up my own business, and I need somebody that's going to back me up and, you know, value what I want to do as I value what he wants to do.
Okay, so I can feel you on that. Now, do you think there'll ever come a point in time, like, say, if you don't get married in the next, say, 15 years, because you're a young girl, so I have to throw 15 on top of yours. Would you imagine seeing that since right now you don't like young guys, which is always ironic to me. Women mm-hmm. typically at your age say they don't like men their age and younger, and they'll say the same thing. They'll say because those men are childish. So how can a woman in her late 30s, early 40s decide to do something at an old age that she refused to do at a young age? Don't you think that seems weird?
Yes, and I wouldn't do it.
And people got mad at me.
I'm not going to date somebody
when I posted that.
Because I'm not going to date somebody my own son's age. That don't even make sense.
I think it seems weird, too. I think if you're a mother and you're dating a man that's the same age as your son, that seems weird. It'd be like if I had a daughter and I had my daughter and I'm dating a woman who's the same age as my daughter. That seems kind of sick.
Yes, it does.
But there are a lot of people doing
it.
Like I said, the Ashton Kutcher situation looks sick to me. Ashton was old enough to where he should have been dating Demi's daughter.
Yeah. And he would have had
and Bruce
children,
Willis got
too.
A woman who's about the age of his daughter.
Wow. But that's true, though. And a lot of women tend to want to control who they're with, and that's not how it should be. That's why a lot of older women, and I mean, if, at any age, I mean, I'm not just saying older women. Yes, us younger women tend to, because of, well, I mean, well, my upbringing is to, I'm supposed to tend to my man when I have one. I'm supposed to, you know, be his better half. But that's my upbringing. That's how I got taught.
I think you got a point. And I know it sounds like my thing is doing what is it. Sometimes it's doing that weird thing. Do me a favor, Cindy. I want to bring you back because I know you want to talk about some of the topics we had at the end of the show, and I want to get your opinion on them. But we got to go to a break. I'm up against it, and I want to come back. And, guys, when I come back, I'm going to talk to some more people. I'm going to find out what you think about older women dating younger men. You think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm making shit up? Well, I'm going to look at it anyway. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back because this is your world.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.
These are the Grand's biscuits you love with dinner, and these are the ones you'll love as dinner. Grand's Mini Pizzas. Grand's biscuit dough plus three ingredients make an easy dinner everyone loves. Grand's Mini Pizzas from Pillsbury.
Let's get Chinese.
Should we order Panda Blossom, Panda Moon?
How about Chinese at home with Wan Chai Ferry? You can make it in just 14 minutes.
Mm. Orange chicken.
Great.
I don't feel it's going out anyway.
Wan Chai Ferry, restaurant quality Chinese in your grocer's freezer.
I have COPD. If you have it, you know how hard it can be to breathe and what that feels like. COPD includes chronic bronchitis and emphysema.
Spiriva helps control my COPD symptoms by keeping my airways open a full 24 hours. Plus, it reduces COPD flare-ups. Spiriva is the only once-daily inhaled COPD maintenance treatment that does both, and it's steroid-free.
Spiriva does not replace fast-acting inhalers for sudden symptoms. Tell your doctor if you have kidney problems, glaucoma, trouble urinating, or an enlarged prostate. These may worsen with Spiriva. Discuss all medicines you take, even eye drops. Stop taking Spiriva and call your doctor right away if your breathing suddenly worsens, your throat or tongue swells, you get hives, vision changes, or eye pain, or problems passing urine. Other side effects include dry mouth and constipation.
Nothing can reverse COPD. Spiriva helps me breathe better.
Breathing with COPD is no small thing. Ask your doctor about Spiriva.
Women are starting to talk about something they've been feeling for a long time, wanting more sexual satisfaction.
After I had my children, sex didn't make me feel the same way.
This is Zestra, a safe, patented blend of botanical oils and extracts. Topically applied Zestra works within minutes by heightening your sensitivity to touch for deep, pleasurable sensations and sexual satisfaction.
Zestra made it all so easy. In a matter of minutes, I was there. I haven't felt like this in years.
Call the number on your screen right now, and we'll send you Zestra for free. You pay $6.95 for shipping and handling. Because Zestra provides deep feelings of sexual satisfaction, just trying Zestra has turned many women into Zestra believers. That's why we're offering Zestra absolutely free. Just pay $6.95 for shipping and handling. So call or log on right now. You have nothing to lose.
Get the sexual satisfaction you deserve with Zestra. Call right now.
To understand why they killed, you need to see how they lived. Twisted, all new season, premieres Friday at 10, only on Investigation Discovery.
Sunday on an all-new Unusual Suspects. Becky Stowe is excited to become a mom. she meets with her friend to share the good news, but is never seen again.
I knew that there was something wrong. Becky wouldn't just turn out missing.
Police suspect her boyfriend, but he passes a polygraph.
He was not any part of Becky's disappearance.
Until years later, a phone call reveals a haunting secret.
He dug a hole the day before Becky disappeared.
Unusual Suspects, all new Sunday at 10 on Investigation Discovery.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Been getting into an argument with some people. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later towards the after show. Right now, I got to talk to my girl out there on the West Coast. She's joined us. Let me bring her in right now. Miss Anna, what's going on?
Hello.
How you doing, beautiful?
I'm good.
All right, now
just
you,
the statement that you
yeah,
made.
Yeah, you wanted to argue against me.
Yes.
I said all the women who date younger men are insecure.
Okay, well, first of all, when you make such a general statement, then let me make it even more general. First of all, everybody has insecurities. Children, older, younger, in between, everybody does.
Right, but I'm saying they're insecure about the age difference.
No,
I'm saying they're insecure about being that old still trying to date. I'm not talking about they're insecure about other stuff. I'm saying they're insecure about being that old.
You mean younger?
Huh?
Insecure trying to date younger?
Yes, they're insecure if you're 40. And you get that 25-year-old man, you're going to have to worry about a different set of circumstances. It's like if a man who doesn't have money date a woman who has money, his concern is, especially if she has friends and guys who hang out with her, they all have money, and he know he doesn't.
First of all, a 40-year-old
it's going to creep into his mind, right?
What?
I said it's going to creep into his mind, right?
Right, but first of all, I don't think a 40-year-old should date a 25-year-old unless, you know, he's amazingly mature. My son is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of weird, first of all. But, you know, I would date somebody that is, you know, maybe 10 years at the most younger than me. That is, there's not much of a difference there. But at close to 50, if not over 50, dating a 25-year-old, that's weird. There is not much to
I believe you.
But as far as insecurity in general, you know, women having insecurity and, you know, when they date, I don't think so. I don't know women like that. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And then you go into, you know, the guy that was talking about the woman cheating and, you know, her ex coming back. I mean, this is a whole different, there's nothing to do with insecurities.
Well, yeah, that's why I was told him his story doesn't really have anything to do with it. She's old. His story had to do with her character. That was a character issue.
Exactly. But insecurity is character. It's part of your character.
Oh, yes, but I was saying I can't place that on this old woman. That
right.
woman's a cheater.
She's just a cheater. Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
She
probably cheated in her 20s.
Right. But I know most of my friends are either late 30s or early 50s, women that are very, you know, secure. We all have our insecurities, don't get me wrong. But if I'm approached by a 36-year-old and I'm 52 almost, I don't see, the thing that bothers me is that if they're not established or they don't have a goal or they don't have a certain, you know, ways about them, that's the things that I'm looking for. But 25 is way young. Maybe 36, 40, 45 is fine, you know, but it's
okay.
Also,
well, let me ask you, do you date younger men?
I'm sorry?
Do you date younger men?
I do. I really cannot relate to older men, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. When you were younger, did you date?
When I was younger, you know, I'm from a different culture, so it's not really a good question for me specifically. because I was not allowed to date, really, before I got married. So it's a totally different, you know, story for me. But I did marry a man that was...
Oh, how old were you when you got a divorce?
I was 38.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. How do you now, like...
I'm sorry?
How old are you now?
You're going to get that age anyways, right?
I mean, it's a simple question. Again,
oh, I
if
you weren't
insecure,
I'm
but why... Again,
as long
it would feel like
if it out there.
You get married, you say, I'm not telling.
Listen, as long as you don't put it out there and you know where, I mean, I'm almost 52. I'm going to be 52 actually in the summer, and I'm very proud of it. I achieved a lot. I have two beautiful kids that are successful. I am very, you know, non-argumentative, non-confrontational. I don't care. If you do something wrong to me, I just walk away. I don't have any desire to argue with people. I may have insecurities about certain things, but that's my personal thing. You know, everybody does.
Yeah.
You do too, I'm sure, about certain things.
Oh, I have a lot of them. But I don't mind admitting them.
With younger guys, if I have a 36-year-old asking me out, I never, ever think one time, but that's me. If I walk to a restaurant with him or to, I don't go to clubs, but if I walk somewhere, and you know, L.A. is full of beautiful women. But like I tell my daughter, if she has a problem with a guy, I always tell her, you can meet the next girl that is the most beautiful or richer or smarter or whatever it is. But there is one thing that nobody can take away from you is your confidence and your personality. That's one thing that belongs to you that nobody can interrupt. Nobody can take away from you. It's never going to age. It's only going to get better.
Well, I'll say this. For a 50-year-old woman, you look every bit 33.
Oh, thank you.
And,
curtsy.
And I want to ask you this.
Yes.
Could date a man, like say you and I were trying to date. Could you date a man who's 36? And could you marry him? Would you want something serious with him? Or
well,
would I just
all,
be a plaything?
The first thing I would ask him, and you touched that subject, I would say, do you want any more? Do you want children if you don't have any? Or if you do, do you want more? Because that will be a deal breaker. You know, whether I can or cannot have any more children, it's not even the point. I don't want to. I want to enjoy my life at this point. I want to travel. I want to do things that I've done anyways, but do more of it. And don't feel obligated to either, you know, leave the child behind or I've done it, you know. So if the if the person is okay with it and does not, because many guys don't want children. They don't want that responsibility and they're fine with it. So that's one thing. Then I need to know that a man is able to take care of himself and has ambition. That's very important to me, like a dream that he works towards, if not already achieved it or is doing it. I don't want somebody that is still, you know, searching himself and searching his goal in life. That's one thing that I'm looking for. But, yeah, so if he was 36 and he had all these qualities and all these, you know, things in life that he achieved, yes, of course I would date him. Because I can totally – and also another subject, excuse me for interrupting, that you were talking about, women are at their peak at 20 or 40 at the most. That's such bullshit.
No. I was saying that they're in their prime.
Individual.
They're in the prime. They're
in
the prime of
prime.
If you're – well, let me explain what I mean by the prime. And then you can say
what is it?
The prime meaning this. If you are looking to settle down and marry a woman and start a family, her prime is between 20 and 35.
Oh, you mean reproducing prime?
After that, you don't meet a 50-year-old woman and say, oh, I want to meet her, settle down, start a family, and live the rest of my long life with her. That's not how that works.
You mean as far as reproducing?
Yes, I'm saying if you want to meet a woman,
the
fairy tale that everyone has is I want to get married and then stay with somebody for the rest of my life and live and grow old with them. Well, if I marry a woman I'm 60, we're already old. We didn't grow old together. We don't even have a lifetime of stories to tell together because most of her life has been told with someone else.
Okay.
I mean, those are facts. I mean, think about it. If you and I get married. You have 52 years of life that I never experienced with you.
No, but
you will probably have more life. Here's what I mean. You'll probably have more life without me than you will with me. That's
right.
Just the way the human body breaks down and dies.
Well, women live longer, so you probably will have a lot with me before, you know, and I will have much less with you.
Well, if you look
younger.
At it this way, like say if we just averaged it out. Like say if we live to what the average is, which is I think with men is 64 and with women is 70.
I don't know. I think it's higher than that these days, but okay.
Oh, well, we went to that.
Okay.
Well, if I could live to 64, that would give me 19 years, 18 years.
Uh-huh.
If you live to 70, that give you 18 years.
That
we can live our next 18 together.
Well, we'll have 18 beautiful years before you die.
Exactly. But it wouldn't be the prime of your life because it would be the end of it, right?
No, I don't see it like that at all.
But the numbers would say it's the end of it. If you only have 18
the numbers,
left.
Because you relate the numbers to the body. You relate the numbers to the body. But if we had 19 amazing years and you die after 19 years and I'm a widow.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it wouldn't be good. What I'm saying is the prime of it. If you're at the end of anything, it's like they said about Peyton Manning. I don't know if you know football.
I don't know at all. I'm not from this country, so it's, you know, I was never, yeah.
Okay,
Sorry. Or
soccer. All the great soccer athletes, their prime of their career was the time in which their mind and their body was in tune. It was the same. Once you get to the end, like me as an athlete, I got to a point where I had to stop playing football because I realized my body won't do what my mind is telling it to do. Now, I'm not in the prime. I wasn't in the prime of my life as far as trying to marry, but I was past the prime of my life of playing sports. It's like Michael Jordan. He's past the prime of playing sports. He can't just say, go ahead.
I don't think you can relate the two. Okay, let me ask you this. If we get married, you don't know anything about me, right? But
right.
if you and I could be in a better shape than you. I could have more experiences than you. I could have... I travel the world. I speak many different languages. I've seen a lot. I could contribute way more than you can contribute to my life.
Oh, well, I'm not saying you couldn't. What you're missing
is
this.
What
I'm saying
is
if you're good at 52, then imagine if I had gotten you at 32. So instead of spending 18 glorious years with you, I would be spending 38. By logic, I mean, that's just by logic, you'd say, if I got you at an earlier time, it's just like buying a nice car with 100,000 miles on it. Imagine if you had gotten that car when it came off the lot. That's all I'm saying.
So.
You're not saying that the person won't enjoy the time. What you're saying is what the word prime means, you got it at its peak, at its peak moment. And usually at our peak is when we are better suited to do the things that we did. Like, again, there are times, I remember the other day I sneezed, and my damn back started hurting. That never happened to me when I was in my 20s. It never did. I'm in the bed now, and my knee is cracking. I'm in good shape.
Wait, hold on. But tell me, how does that change a relationship?
No, I'm not saying it doesn't. See, you changed two different things. You asked me what did I mean by when a woman was in the prime of her life. What I mean by is the prime time for you to, if you're trying to have an established relationship and get what you said when you were young, which was I want to marry someone and grow old with them. You can't grow old with someone that's old. They're already there.
But wait a minute. First of all, you're 36?
Uh-huh.
That sounds very young either.
I didn't say
that's
it was. 25. You know what I said about men? I said our prime of our lives is about right here where I'm at.
Okay. Everything
else is downhill from if someone was trying to marry me and start a family. Well, I mean, you could do it. You could do it like Larry King because I could still give you some kids. But why would you want to be like Larry King when your child is 15, I'm dead?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. It's all individual. Like, if you think that you and I get together and we have a great, it doesn't, the prime doesn't matter unless you want children, because you explained to me that what you mean by prime is the reproducing part of it. It's not the sexual, friendship, abilities, because it's all individual. Like, there are women my age that I look at them and I'm like, they can't move the way I'm, they can't do
But don't you think eventually your body's going to break down? It happens to everyone. Everybody in the NFL eventually, let me say this, everyone in the NFL has to retire, regardless of how good a shape they're in, regardless of how good they look. They end up having to retire because your body betrays you. That's the world we live in. That's how God made it.
I know.
So even though you say you're in great shape, and I remember I had people laughing when I compared a woman or a man to a vehicle with over 100,000 miles. After a while, there it's as is. If you look great, it's like if you look great, and I know sometimes I look in the mirror and I realize I don't feel how I look. I look different than I feel. I feel like I'm still 26. My hairline says you're not.
But, you know, you keep comparing a car. It's all on the outside that you're going. Of course, I used to fight. I'm a martial artist, okay? I used to fight for years. Can I fight or do I want to fight at this point? No. You're right. The body gives up after a certain
time. But did you have fun fighting? Question, did you have fun when you were fighting?
Of course I did.
It was enjoyable, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
Don't you think it would be nice to be able to share that experience with your with the guy you're growing old with? Now you guys can't move.
I'll show you.
I'm just saying the word prime just means optimal. That's all it means. It doesn't mean because literally, if you could turn back time and God gave you a if you and I fell in love and everything was great, you mean to tell me if God came to you and said, you know what, you guys seem so happy, I could turn back time and literally give y'all from the time y'all 25 up until today, allow him to be the father of your kids, allow you and him to do all of this stuff. You'd say, nah, I'm good on that. I think I'll just take it from here.
But you're a dreamer. That doesn't happen. I'm realistic.
No,
moving
I'm just
forward.
What the word prime means. I'm not saying I would want to go back. What I'm saying is prime just means optimal.
Listen,
it's just like optimal would be. Okay, optimal would be that you go to college as soon as you leave high school.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that you'll do it, but optimal is as soon as I go. I mean, optimal is you finish high school by 16, 17, or 18. Now, you might finish it by 21, but that's not optimal. Optimal is you get your medical degree in 7 years. You might get it in 13, but you wouldn't run around lying to people saying, I did it at the optimal time. No, you wouldn't. You would tell the next person behind you, if you have a better chance of getting it early, you would. Because I've been a doctor for 15 years, and I love it so much. If I had the chance, I would have been doing this.
Right, but you know what? The past experiences are great, and the forward going forward are going to be even greater. That's the way I look at it. Maybe I'm just not...
You're taking it as I'm saying it's a bad thing. I'm not taking it as I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What you got is what you got. But what I'm saying is to women who are there and to men who are there, we shouldn't talk about our own experiences. We should allow people who are, again, it's like you've been divorced. You can say, I love being married. I'm still happy after a divorce. But you can also impart everything that happened to you on your daughter and be able to tell your daughter or your son all the mistakes you made, hope that they miss it. And you would tell them things hoping that they don't have to go through your mistakes. Now, they might not listen, but you tell the younger generation because you want them to have a better chance.
Let me tell you something. You could tell them all you want, but they will still go through their own experiences. So
right, but you're not. So that means you're not going to teach them? That means you don't tell them anything?
No. I do, and I did, and I still do. And I tell them if something, you know, happens in my life and I think that it's a valuable lesson for them, you know, I tell them. But the fact is that we all listen to our parents in the back of our mind and we keep it in our conscious. And you know when we remember it? After it already happens to us, the same thing that they went through, and they go, aha, now I remember what my mom used to tell me.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things that
he
my mom told me that I listened to. I know what you're
but
saying,
but what I'm saying is
when we're given, when I tell a woman that their prime of their life is at this time, is because I'm trying to get the women who are about to enter that time to take that time of their life more seriously.
But they won't.
I'm not going to say that because some of them do. I would say a lot of them. There's a lot of women I know take that time of their life seriously. They don't just go out and I don't think it's just human nature to go out and fuck up your prime and then show up and be like, okay, I figured it out.
No,
some
no,
people
no.
actually listen to their parents.
Right. No, you're right. Some of them actually listen to the parents, but they will still go through the same experiences that they were meant to go through, no matter what you tell them.
Well,
like,
I don't believe that. In
that
case, then we shouldn't even be parents. We should just have kids and put them out in the past and let them raise themselves.
No. That's not true. That's not true. Look,
you said that you just said that they're still going to have their lives no matter what you tell them.
Listen, one thing is I have two kids that are two different children. You have one child. I have two kids that are completely different personalities, so I can, you know, go back and forth. My daughter is a girl that listens, you know, most of the time to everything that I tell her and whatever, basically went by the book most of the time. She's in law school now. She's very serious. She knows exactly what she wants. She knows what's a good guy, what's a bad guy, what's good for her, what's not good for her. That's it. My son, on the other hand, deviated from what I taught him in life, okay? Deviated a little bit and went right back to everything that I told him. Right now, I see all the fruits of my lecturing and telling him, you know, how it should be and what he should stay away from. So today, he went back to the basic that I taught him. So it never goes away. You should tell your children what's right, what's wrong, and, you know, how to behave and all that stuff. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to deviate from it for a minute.
You're using absolutes to defeat an argument that I never made of absolutes. You told me earlier, and if I'm not mistaken, you said I was wrong for making an absolute, saying that
right.
women who are older, who date younger men, are insecure. And I agreed with you. Yet you're making absolutes now, which I never said. I said you give people good advice. Some of them will take it. Some won't. But the reason we have teachers in school is because not every person in school will be a genius, but you try to teach all the kids to give them a chance.
I agree with you.
So when I talk to people, I'm talking to everyone that's 20. And I would never do what I'm doing if I believed that all of them would just not listen. Because it doesn't make any sense. We wouldn't have political leaders if they didn't lead. We wouldn't have scientists if they didn't actually take pride in their prime and actually use it correctly.
No, you're right. You're right. I agree. Interpreted what you said. What I'm trying to say is you could tell a child all your experiences and everything that is right or wrong, but when it's time for them to make the decision, they may make the wrong decision. But what you taught them, they may go back to it also. And if it was a very solid foundation from the home, it's education, it's paying attention to your children, listening to them, participate, let them not be afraid to come to you to tell you what's wrong or, you know, confess about something that they have done wrong. All that, they will go back to it eventually, but it will never prevent anything.
And that's why I said you're saying 100%, you're saying absolutes, and I've never said that just because you send a child to school, they're going to grow up to be a genius. I never said that you can nurture a child, they can grow up to be a killer, you can be a horrible parent, they can grow up to be the president of the United States. I understand that, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to do my part of what I know the difference between right and wrong.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I agree.
And that's
when
I'm telling people their prime of their life, that is the truth. The prime of your life, if you're going into trying to just, if you're growing up and you start a child off at zero when they're born, you know that the time in which their body and their mind can execute the most is in their 20s and 30s. After that, it's not mean we're not a good person, doesn't mean whatever, but you would be lying to your kids if you didn't admit to them the things that you did in your 20s and 30s that you wish you could have redone, that you could have taken college more serious. Like the woman called in earlier and she said, hey, I didn't take my schooling seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do these things when I had them. And it would be wrong of her not to admit that to her children. It would be wrong for her to just tell her children, hey, I'm in my 40s and life is grand.
Oh, no. You know what? I agree with you because my kids know me. I talk to them every single day. My girl is in Washington, D.C. My son is, you know, here with me. But the thing is, I talk to my kids every single day, and I will be the first one to admit if I was wrong, if I did something, you know, that I learned a lesson from and want to share with them I talk to them all the time, and I do agree with you. I think we agree on the same thing. It's just that sometimes, you know, the language, sometimes maybe I don't explain.
I think here's what it is. This is what women, and I understand. It's just like when you said, I'm not ashamed of my age, but when I ask you your age, you step back. But when I ask you, you know, if
no,
you
I tell
anything
you
else.
Why. I tell you why.
Women do that. It's just like a fat,
no,
woman who's
well,
a little.
It is a woman thing. It is a woman thing, and I admit it. I'm no different than any other woman when you ask the age. I'm not afraid to say that, but the thing is, it's when I say my age, okay, people judge.
Like what? What do you mean? Like,
people
give me an
judge.
Example of the judging.
Okay, you know, I can't give you right now an example, but I'll think about it. But people do judge. Like, if you say, oh, you know, I used to fight, or I'm still fighting right now a little bit, you know, whatever, and they go, oh, she's 52 almost. What is she talking about? She doesn't know anything. You know,
let me
know
give you
I mean?
An example.
They judge.
Let me give you an example. Here's some things that people have to go through. Like, say if a guy has 3-4 kids from when he was young, he messed up, but now he's straight, and he meets a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But he has 3-4 kids by 3-4 different women, and he meets a woman. And the woman says, do you have any kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't want to tell the woman that he has 3-4 kids that's just scattered about, because he doesn't want her to judge him. But if he doesn't tell her, then she'll call him a liar.
I know you gave me that argument, but you know what? I don't think it's the same at all, because I tell you what, again, I'm very upfront with the fact that I don't want any kids. So if I meet a man and he asks me right away my age, you know, that is insecurities, because especially in L.A.
It's not an insecurity
men,
to ask a person
men, listen,
their
listen,
age. Their age has a
listen,
lot to do with a lot of things that in their life.
No,
I mean,
no,
hell,
no.
If I know when you're born, I know what we can talk about. I have
listen,
an idea. It's just like knowing someone's age is just like knowing where they were born.
Okay,
it's just
listen,
like knowing
here,
that you can speak 5 languages.
Okay, but here in L.A., when a man rather be with a younger woman, a man in his 50s, my age, right? Rather be with a younger woman that looks like shit, but she's young. Her age is 25, than be with a woman that looks much better, because a lot of my friends are gorgeous. Okay, when you put me next to a 20-year-old, of course I don't look young like her, like a 20-year-old. It's clear. There is no question about it. But there's a lot of younger women that don't look that good. But for them,
seriously, let me ask you, have you bought a vehicle? And I got to go back, or a house, or anything.
No, because a vehicle is just the outside. A vehicle
hold on,
is
no, no,
outside.
You wait a minute. You keep saying that, but then you turned around and you brought up looks.
No, wait. No, not for me. Not for me, for men. Men, that's
yes, you said men would rather be with a woman who's 25 that looks worse than you just because she has the age. So you brought up looks.
But men my age.
Yes, but I'm saying you brought up looks. You brought up looks as if they were important, because you said men your age would rather be with someone who's 25 and take the younger age than someone who is their age but looks better than the young girl. You just said that.
Right.
So you brought up looks. You can't use looks when it matters and then say they don't matter in other instances. You can't do that.
No. They do. Listen. First of all, when you compare a car to a woman, it's a woman.
You can't get offended by comparisons.
Offer.
That's not right. You can't do that. Okay, I'll go back. Since people love to say they don't like the comparison of a car, but if I compared a woman to a beautiful car and said that she looked like that beautiful car, she'd never get upset.
Because a car has no personality.
We're talking about the beginning, though. Again, a car doesn't have a personality, neither does when you look at a person and he says he has 5 kids, and it's the first thing you find out when you met him. But a woman who doesn't want a man who had 5 kids by 5 different women immediately shut him down. She shuts him down. If you say you got AIDS when you first start a conversation with somebody, they probably aren't going to keep talking to you.
That's what
they're
I'm telling you. So we agree.
And you could be a nice guy.
Tommy, we agree. Here in L.A., I don't know about any other parts of the United States, but here in L.A., I meet a 55-year-old man, which, you know, statistically, that's what I'm supposed to be dating, 55, maybe a little older. I meet a 55-year-old man, and I tell him I'm 52 almost. He shuts down. sorry.
But you even said yourself, though, that you typically date younger men because of your preference. And you wouldn't want anybody to lie to you when
but
you just ask them a simple question.
But wait, the preference is totally for a different reason. It's not because they're younger. It's not because they are.
But you can't.
I,
you can't.
52.
But it is not your. But this is what women do that make a huge mistake. It is not what? Your job to put your reasoning behind why you choose a mate and say that everyone should choose a mate because that's your reasoning.
That's
a man
what
could
I
literally
say.
Only want to date women with big breasts. That is his right because he only got one life. There's no right
you're
or wrong
right.
in it. What I'm
you
saying is
right.
there's no right or
but
wrong
think,
because if we knew everything right, then we wouldn't be 52 or 56 or 57
me,
still trying to date. If everything we did was
again.
Right, we wouldn't – everything would have worked out for us.
You should date whoever you're attracted to. But what I'm trying to say here in L.A., men are influenced by the outside, the car, the brand-new car. It's the
women
car.
Are. Okay, why do you think Deion Sanders gets more sex than I do? Because he's Deion Sanders.
You're right. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Men
but you said men
LA,
do it, like women don't. In L.A., the men who don't have nice cars or who don't have businesses, they don't get the 25-year-old women.
That's, you know what? Because that's what they've created. And that's another subject that I wanted to a while ago tell you about. It's like here in L.A., when you talk to a man, why is it that within the hour that you're talking to him, you have to actually say, are you married, after they ask you out? You have to ask, are you married?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Exactly. And are you married?
Okay, because a lot of them will tell you that, and I cannot tell you how many men approach me. Not many, but as far as I'm popular, by all means, I'm not saying that, but... If I took a statistic from the man that approached me and I had to ask, I had to literally say, are you married? And I would say, well, I was going to tell you if we went there. I said, if we went there, it would have been too late, wouldn't it?
But
why
see,
do I
that's what,
ask you?
But this
I'm
is
not
what
asking
I'm trying
you
to
your age.
But what
I don't
I'm trying to tell
you,
wait a minute, but what I'm
married.
Trying to tell you is this. He could come back and tell you some lame excuse, which is this. Well, yes, I'm married, but I wasn't trying to date you and I wasn't trying to sleep with you. What if that was
no,
his excuse
Tommy,
for why he didn't
Tommy,
tell you?
You know what? I always wait till they actually ask me on a date and they say, oh, you know, you're so beautiful. I like you. I really want to see you again. Can I have your number? I said, okay, before we even go there, I want to ask you one question. Are you married? And you know what they would say? Oh, I was going to tell you. We're really separated. Yeah, but she has the keys to my house because we have a child together so she can come in. I said, oh, okay, so there's no respect for your privacy or hers. And before you know it, they're not even separated. Do you know what I mean? So that's all.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I think this is what you're missing. And women like trying to control too much, and I don't like that. It's not fair.
Control.
It honestly isn't. If you meet someone, whatever question they ask you is important to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. If you don't ask if a man's married, that's because it's not important to you. If you don't ask if a man goes to the gym, that's because you didn't want to know. But it is not up to someone else to tell you what they want you to know or tell you what you should ask. That's not fair. It's not fair that if the first
really?
Question you ask me is, do you have an STD? Well, I just asked you for your phone number. I could say, that's none of your business. And you could say, and I don't want to talk to you then.
Let me ask you this. It's not even, it's not as far as STD, and it's as not as unimportant as age to me. To
you
me.
Keep saying it's unimportant to you, but the person that asked you, it is. You can't tell
you
someone
something.
What's important
I don't want
to
date
them.
A married man. That's very important.
Wait a minute, but there are some girls that don't mind, right? Are there not some girls that don't mind dating married men?
You're absolutely correct.
So that's the point. There are some people who don't care about age, and there's some people who do. And if the men you're talking to say to you, well, me being married isn't a big deal because no one else cares, you would look at him like he was crazy. Yet you're saying, my age shouldn't matter because it's not a big deal to me. But that's you. You're not dating yourself. You're dating someone else. So whatever they ask you is important to them. If they ask you if you work out, it's important to them. It is not your job to tell that person, if I work out, it's not important.
Well, first
don't
of
you
all,
understand
if somebody
that
works out or not.
You keep doing this. You keep saying what you think is important. You're not dating yourself.
Well, of course I'm going to talk about my experiences. I'm not going to talk about, you know, somebody else's because I don't know.
If you think it's important that I have a college degree. Okay. Do you think education is important?
It is.
What is
important?
You keep saying everything's not important. What is important?
Let me tell you this. To me, maybe it's cultural. I don't know. From a different
culture. I'm just curious. What is important?
To me? I can only tell you what's important to me.
Yes.
To me, it's important that a person has integrity. That is
what does
honest.
Integrity mean?
Integrity that you stand by what you say. You don't just talk about it, but you actually do it. And you tell the truth.
Okay, by your logic, the truth is, if someone asks me, do you have a job? Okay, let me ask you something. Do you think me having
First
a job
of all,
is important?
To have a job, to have any kind of, some kind of a job, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but there are some people who date, marry, and live the rest of their lives together happily with one of their mates not working.
But they're happy. You just said they were happy. So
okay, that's
good. That's
the point. So you thought that having a job was important. And if you ask me if I have a job, wait a minute, if you ask me what do I do for a living, how would you feel if I said, that's not important to getting to know me?
Okay, then I'll say fine. Then what do you want to talk about?
Exactly, and if someone has to dictate discussions with you, that means that person is usually a liar. Liars have to dictate things. Honest
no,
people
so you're calling
answer
me,
anything.
Wait a minute. That goes back, way back to our conversation when you asked me my age. And I said it's not important for me to
but,
tell you my age.
But you didn't
age.
Ask the question.
Wait,
see what you're
on.
Saying? You said age isn't important, but you didn't ask
wait,
it.
Hold on. It may be important to you. To me, it's not important to say my age at this point.
Okay,
not,
and that's
I'm,
what the
I
guy would say.
Somebody.
It's not important to him to say where he works at this point. It would not be important for him to tell you he has kids at this point. It would not be important for him to tell you that he's married at this point. He might think that the only time you need to know if he's married is if he's trying to screw you.
No.
But no, but that's what he thinks. See what you keep doing? You keep telling the person what's important to them.
I'm only talking about myself. I can only
I know, but then you couldn't. Okay, here's what you're doing, and you're not catching it. You're saying what's important to you. So those are the things you should ask, which is, are you married? But you're turning around and telling the guy who thinks your age is important to him and telling him he shouldn't ask it. You're dictating
you know
the whole conversation. You're dictating
no,
what
I'm
you
not.
Should say and
I
you're dictating what he should say.
I don't think that you can compare age to somebody being married.
You're still dictating what someone should say. You're using your logic
okay.
to say what
Let
someone else
something.
Should say. That's not fair.
I think that most women here around that I know would tell you the same thing, that it's very important
Just because
to
you
know,
say it don't make it true. Most guys
no.
would, okay, wait. And most guys would tell you if I'm 50, I'd rather date a 25-year-old, but you just said that wasn't right.
I didn't say
But most guys
about,
would
okay,
say it was.
Okay, wait,
most guys
wait,
would say
no,
they
no,
would
no.
rather have a guy, a wife. Wait a minute. Most guys would say they'd rather have a wife and a mistress. Would they not? Yes, they would. Do you think
of
it's correct?
They would. Of course
Do you think
they
it's
would,
right?
But wait. Listen.
Do you think
all,
it's right?
What, to have a wife and a mistress?
Yes, do you think it's right?
It's right for you if that's what you want, of course. I'm not
Okay, so
you.
Then treat the person who asked you your age like that. Say he asked this because it's important to him. Not me. I'm not the one who asked myself. If a woman asked me if I got a wife, I know some of the women might not ask me that. Some don't care. I'm not going to tell the woman who just asked me, that's not important.
Tom,
do you see how
you
do you see how
woman,
weird that sounds to be in a discussion
no,
with an individual who asked you something and you tell them it's not important?
Listen, maybe it's cultural. Again, I don't know. But when I start talking to somebody and the first question or the second question is, how old are you?
What should be the first question?
Why? What's so important?
Wait a minute. What
it?
Should be
it.
The first question?
Wait,
last I checked, when I was younger, if someone asked me that I'd never met, asked me for my number, that would be weird too. I've never seen you face to face, and I'm going to give you my phone number. Last I checked, when I was growing up, we wouldn't do that.
You mean about me?
We wouldn't anyone. People now date on the internet. I would never give someone my number if I've never physically met them.
You're yelling. Why?
No,
yelling?
No, no. I'm not trying to yell, but I'm saying I would never give someone my number. When I was growing up, you just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You never met the person. You wouldn't. Or dating on the internet. When people saw first dating on the internet, we thought only crazy people dated on the internet.
Yes.
Seriously, we thought only nuts would do it. No real person
Look,
would date someone on the internet.
Tommy, the bottom line is we all come from different cultures, different upbringing, different whatever is right or wrong to the eyes of our parents and the way they raised us. And I'm sure we all, you know, have our own ways.
But I'm also
about
sure that
things.
There was a point
in
your life where you didn't think
on.
The question of how
hold
old
on.
You are was offensive. They asked you that on a job. They used to ask you that on job interviews.
Nobody asks you on the job how old you are.
They don't
are.
Do it now
Nobody.
Because it's illegal.
Well, I don't know because I was always, you know, an entrepreneur and did things on my own. So I don't know because nobody ever really
But they ask models that because they're not trying to hire 40-year-old models, no matter how good they look.
Okay, listen. No matter what it is, no matter what is where you come from and how or whatever is comfortable for you or uncomfortable, it's a fact. You know, there's some things that makes you uncomfortable, some things that make me uncomfortable. Sometimes you're insecure, sometimes I'm insecure. It all depends on what subject and what we're talking about and how we approach things.
But you're at least admitting, you see the words you just used? That's all I was saying from the beginning. We've talked this out. You finally used the word I was using. Insecure, because we don't mind telling people other stuff. When I was 25, I didn't mind saying I was 25 when someone asked.
No, wait, hold on.
You said it.
I am not insecure
but you,
about
so
my
why
age.
Did you
I'm
say it?
Very proud of it. Because
but
that
you just said
question,
it, though. Why did you say it? Why did you say it?
I'm trying to say it, because in my mentality, where I come from, in my culture, it's a weird first question. So
but you still said insecure. Why did you say that? You said we all have things we're insecure about.
No, we
about.
All have insecurities. I told you that from the beginning of our conversation.
But why would
you
say that in reference to age when you just said you're not insecure about
I
it?
I didn't.
Why would you have used
I
that?
I didn't. I didn't.
But this
I
is all we've
did.
Been talking about for the last 30 minutes is age.
No. I never said insecurity about age. Not for me anyway. I don't know. Maybe some people do, and I'm sure they do. I don't have insecurities about that at all.
I don't have insecurity about my height. My height shouldn't matter to who I'm dating. Just like what you said.
How tall
I've met
are you?
Chicks on I've met chicks on the internet who's the first question they asked was how tall are you?
Because that's important to them.
Exactly, and I would never tell them it's not important.
So you
why would I tell
height?
Someone who asked me something that it's not important?
But listen, first of all, you have to understand, I don't know, I keep emphasizing cultures where we all come from, we all have our hang-ups, insecurities, or ways to deal with certain things, okay? I'm not saying insecurities for me about age. I'm sure I have insecurities that I can talk about to you right now and tell you what they are. I have no problems with that either. That's what's good about being older. I don't care. I'll tell you what my insecurities are.
But if you'll tell somebody what you're insecure about or what you're scared about, why would you find it offensive that someone asks you how old you are?
Because it's my culture. I don't know. It comes automatically. That's the way I was brought up. You have to understand. You have to be open to that. You can't shoot me down because of that. It's
I'm
not
shooting
I
you
to
down. Wait.
You.
I wasn't shooting
You're
you
yelling
down.
At me.
You're shooting
You're
the
yelling
person
at me
down
me
who asked you your
wrong.
Age. They're not
this
shooting you
Tommy.
Down. You're shooting them
Tommy.
Down.
No, Tommy, you're yelling at me as if I did something wrong.
No, I'm trying to get you to see something that you're telling the other person what they shouldn't do. You're asking them to respect your culture, but you're not respecting theirs.
Okay.
If you won't have sex on the first night, wouldn't you find it odd that the guy kept arguing you that you should?
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me do this. Okay, let me back up now. I apologize if I offended you by not answering the question about my age.
No, that's not what you're not. I'm not even talking about just you talking to me. I'm saying in general. We're not speaking personally. You're taking it personally now. What I'm saying is if you're – and I even gave you a great example. Wouldn't you find it weird that if you wouldn't have sex with me on the first date because it was your culture, if I tried to argue you down and tell you that you should – if I didn't respect what you just said,
So respect it.
Exactly. And all I'm saying is when you say people
so
shouldn't ask something, their culture
it,
says they should.
But why don't you respect it? When I first, the first time I said,
because you're not respecting theirs, because their culture says they would should ask it. So what people should do is what I'm saying. Here was the gist of what I'm saying.
Okay, so how do we
both? People don't, if a woman tells me, if a woman asks me, do you have children? It's the first thing she asks. Well, I have a daughter, and I know some women who've told me straight up, I don't date men with kids. So
okay.
I used to feel weird about when a woman would ask me that question up front because I kept thinking if I answer it, I might run another woman away. Then I realized that's her right to run if I have a child. That's her right
okay.
to say I'm not interested. It's not my job to tell her, you know, me having a child isn't important. That's a weird first question.
But
it's
a child
her first
is a whole
question.
Other person in your life.
Okay.
You can't hide that.
Everything that you understand, you make an excuse for. If everyone did that, we'd never understand each other. Slavery would still be going on in the United States. If every time I asked a white person, so why do you have a person as a slave? And they had a good answer for it. But every time I tried to tell them, well, you know, people don't really like working for other people. They were like, well, I mean, that's our culture. That's what we do. There would still be slavery. You can't always argue something because it's what you do. Sometimes you have to argue it because it's right.
You know, but you're telling me that I have to answer you to respect your culture. So
no, you don't. No, you don't. What I'm telling you is you should be able to tell that person, I don't want to answer it. And then they should be able to say, I'm shallow enough to not want to talk to someone who won't tell me my age. At their age.
Okay.
And everybody go their
separate
way.
Okay, but that's what I said at first. At first I said it doesn't matter.
You shouldn't
that
have to tell them it doesn't matter. You should tell them I'm not going to answer it. When you tell someone it doesn't matter,
okay,
you're trying to tell them something shouldn't matter to them. I'm not answering it. I would never tell you it doesn't matter. If a woman said, do you have kids? My answer would not be, it don't matter. My answer would be, I don't want to tell you right now.
Okay.
It doesn't matter is me trying to be condescending to another person.
No.
I wouldn't be condescending to you.
That's not, first of all, that's not what I meant at all. I would never be condescending to anybody.
But what if you tell somebody the question they ask is irrelevant, you are being condescending to them.
Well, that was not my intention at all.
I understand. My intention, my intention of when I was talking and my voice kept raising, if my intention was not to show you that I was mad, if once you say you sound mad, if I just keep doing it, then that means I'm doing it on purpose because you just told me. Hey, if you raise your voice, it makes me feel like you're mad. I'm like, no, I'm not. But if I keep yelling, then what would that mean?
You kept yelling. You kept yelling.
I told you, I said, I'm not. The thing, if you listen to this whole conversation, what I've had with anybody, there's a microphone right in my mouth.
Yes.
And anytime I sit and I say anything, even when I'm talking now, and I'm talking very quietly, my producers will tell
you,
it still sounds like I'm yelling.
No. Now it's good.
Okay, but the point is, if you asked me if I was mad, I would say, no, I'm not mad. And I kept telling you I'm speaking in general. I'm trying to get you to see that when we're trying to have a relationship with people, what they ask is important to them.
Okay,
it is not
I
our job to dictate what other people should find important. Because if we knew what was
so
important.
I agree with you.
You make the statement, though, you said it a few times in here. I don't ask that question because it's not important. It's important to the person that asks. And you even said that people in L.A., it matters to them. And if you know you live in L.A. and that's the culture, then you understand now because you've been there long enough to know why they ask it. You said that's what they do.
Why is there music in the background?
Oh, because we're about to go into the after show. They play that right at the left. We're about to go into the after show. Stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go into the after show. We're going to answer more of you guys' phone calls. We're going to stay here, and I'm going to continue to talk. I've been having fun with Anna, and we've got a lot of emails. I want to read the emails of people who were saying. Anna's going to stay here and keep talking with me. But everyone who's not going to be a part of the after show, I'd like to say good night and see you on Thursday. Thursday show's going to be a good one, too. All right, let's go into the after show, people. All right, Anna, what I was trying to say was just simply, when
Before
we get to a point. Huh?
I just want to say one thing, just to sum it up. First of all, you know, when I said, you know, that you're yelling at me or you're being angry, you know, sometimes I may say things that maybe I said wrongly, but my intentions, I lived in many, many different countries with many different cultures since I was a baby. I grew up actually in West Africa. I was born in Israel. I grew up in West Africa. And in between, I lived in many different countries. And so to me, it's tolerance of culture barrier, language barrier. You have to be a little more patient, you know, especially with a person like me. If I said something that may not sound good to you or whatever, you know, just be a little more patient and maybe a little more inquiry, you know, even don't think that it comes.
But I have been. Darling, we've been on the phone for 30 minutes. You can't have no more inquiry than that. They've been, the producer's been telling me move to another phone call. But I was like,
okay,
no, this is interesting.
Call.
People are wanting to hear it. I've been asking you a bunch of questions. And it got to a point where people was like, she's not understanding what you're saying. She's not going to get it. And I kept saying, no.
I do understand.
Because
what
I'm trying to get people to understand, and again, this is me using my psychology. I tell everybody all the time, they don't just hand out degrees. They give them to you for a reason.
Right.
What I was trying to get you to say is the same thing that other people do, which is what the beginning of the show was about. It's about this idea that in the United States and in a lot of places, they give women the ability to be able to lead and push things where they want them to go. Fat women get to talk about other people, but you can't talk about fat people. Old people get to talk about other people. You can't talk about old people. Everyone,
right.
Every woman gets to push the conversation wherever she wants it to go. Women can say that you having a job is important when a job doesn't define you. It really doesn't. It's just what you do every day to collect a check. But women can tell you having a job is important. And a guy would get looked at crazy if he refused to answer where if he had a job. But women can tell you, I don't have to tell you how much I weigh. I don't have to tell you when the last time I had sex. I don't have to tell you how old I am. I don't have to tell you anything that I can, whatever I want to call it, I can say it's irrelevant. Well, that's weird that your age is irrelevant or your height is irrelevant, but a man's age and height becomes relevant somehow, and if he doesn't answer it, then he's made out to be a fool. A man doesn't have the right to be able to pick and choose things like women do. You've never heard a man say, why has no one ever said, you know, it's inappropriate to ask a man how old he is? Why has no one ever said, you know, it's inappropriate to ask a man how much he weighs? Why have you never heard these statements?
Well, I tell you, I don't care about a man's age, and I don't ask. So
that's not what I asked you, though. See, again, I'll slow down and ask the question. I said, why have you never heard it, that someone would say it's inappropriate? Again, I've never put my dick in another man's ass, but I know gay people exist. I don't have to do it to know it exists. What I'm asking you is, why is it you never hear people say it's inappropriate to ask a man his age? You only hear it in reference to a woman.
Because that's what the society dictated, that it's not appropriate to ask a woman, but it's okay to ask a man.
Society didn't dictate that. Women did. Because like you said, women got judged by the – because women get judged by their age more than men. 50-year-old men, like you said, can still marry a 20-year-old woman. George Clooney still gets looked at as a sex symbol.
You are right. Okay, so in my culture, it's even more emphasized. So that is why, you know,
now
we're
getting
who
to
we
the
are
point.
As individuals.
Now we're getting to the point, though. That's all I'm saying. So it is not something that you're not saying.
But you should
it.
Be a little more tolerant of my answer. You shouldn't like, oh, what do you mean it's not involved? You know, just, okay.
But I am
what?
Being, hold on, to be tolerant of something that is oppressing
no,
someone else.
Privately,
to be tolerant of something
privately.
That's oppressing other people, I don't think that's right. I will never
I
be okay
you?
With double standards. I will never be okay
why
with double standards.
But I never asked you for your age till you asked
no,
me.
No, I'm saying, you just brought up society. You keep bringing things back to personal things. Why do you keep doing that? You brought up society. I'm trying to talk about society. Then you turn around and say, but I never asked you. We're talking about society. Anybody who wants to know someone's age should be allowed to ask it. If you can ask a man and never be told that it's wrong, it's either wrong to do it or it's not. It's either wrong to do something or it's not. It's not fair to say. I mean, if I told you, well, I mean, men should get paid more than women, you'd think that was very weird to say. Even though you might have come from a country where men got paid for more than women. But you still would feel that's not right. We're doing the same work. We should get the same pay.
Right.
And all I'm saying is a 50-year-old man, it should be treated the same as a 50-year-old woman. If she don't like answering how old she is, he shouldn't have to. You shouldn't
right.
say, well,
you're
society
right.
dictates it's okay for me to ask you. But
right.
if you ask me, it's wrong.
You're right. So?
That's all I was saying. Literally, that's all I was getting at. Like, people were saying, she's not getting it. All I'm trying to say is it's
no,
not
I
fair.
No, I am getting it. They're wrong. And don't send me hate letters. Don't tell
no,
them.
No, they're not, because they don't know you. Because you said, don't put you on blast, so they don't know you. And I won't put you on blast. So that's the good part about talking on the show. When the people don't know you, you can say whatever you want. You can call in and say, fuck you, but you can say that to me,
no,
but they'll probably kick you
I'm
off the air.
No, I would never talk to a person like, listen, bottom line is I agree with you. If first of all, anybody can ask anything they want. I agree
yes.
with that, of course. You're free to do whatever you want. It's up to me to want to answer it or not. And you should respect that. That's all I'm saying.
And you're right. And that's all I was trying to say. The respect should be.
And maybe you and I tomorrow will go out to dinner, and then I would want to tell you, I would volunteer that. But maybe it was not the right, you know, I'm a little slow when it comes to connecting with somebody, with people.
Well, how would you feel? I want to ask you one more question before I bring some other people in. You get to stay here, but I'm going to bring other people in too. I want to ask you one more question. How would you feel if when you finally went out to dinner with the guy, say in 3 weeks, and you told him how old you were,
mm-hmm.
and he said, well, I'm kind of not interested. Now,
okay.
How would you feel?
No, I would never be offended. I totally understand that.
Wouldn't you feel like you wasted 3 weeks of dating, though?
No,
for someone
not at
who,
all.
If you had told them at the wait a minute, if you had told them at the beginning, you wouldn't have even had to waste 3 weeks with that person.
Not at all, because I guarantee you, by the 3 weeks, we're at least we're going to be, you know, a good. We would have at least a great conversation and very interesting things to talk about. So it's nothing wasted. I don't think that. The age would have made a difference. If there's no romantic connection because he's hooked up on that age thing, that's fine. But I guarantee you that him and I, or even a woman, if I just talk to her as a friend, you know, and she thinks all of a sudden, oh, you're 50, you're too old, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I guarantee you that those 3 weeks we would have had great conversations. Because I think everybody has something to say and everybody has something to bring into a conversation, experiences and anything.
I get that, but if someone asks you for your number or asks you on a date, it's because they're looking for a potential mate, not a buddy.
Right. But if 50.
But they know what they
weeks.
Want when they walked into it. When you go to grocery shopping or house shopping, you know what you want. It doesn't
wait,
make sense for that grocery
different.
Store to tell you, well, let us just show you around. We're not going to tell you what we have in here. And you walk around it, and you walk around the whole store, and they say, okay, what do you want? And you say, I want some asparagus. And they say, well, we don't have asparagus. And then you're sitting there thinking, but I only came to this grocery store to get asparagus. I asked you, did you have asparagus? And instead of answering it, you walk me around this whole store. And it is pretty,
no.
It is nice, it is clean.
No,
but I've walked around, and I don't have asparagus now.
Tommy, you had a choice to make. You had to say, okay, they're not telling me whether they have it or not, so I have a choice. I either hang out for a little bit and check it out, or I have the choice to step out and walk away from it.
Right. And now all I'm asking you is, but okay, and you're right. And now I'm going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you typically do things, whether it's buy a car, buy groceries, or even date a man? If you ask him something important, like you said about the, because it is the exact same thing. You keep trying to say it's not, but it is. If you ask me if I'm married, and I keep thinking, that has nothing to do with, I'm just trying to make, like you said, 3 weeks of having a good conversation with someone shouldn't matter if I'm married or not.
I think that that's not true at all. It has, you cannot compare somebody being
how
married.
Can I not? If both of them are making the person decide they don't want to be with you anymore. There are people who you've admitted who will not date a woman at a certain age. You've admitted these people exist.
When you're married. You're not available usually to date when you're married. Now I understand.
Listen, you've admitted, you keep skipping that you said there are people who will not date women of a certain age. Doesn't matter if you think it's right or not. Just like there are people who will not date black guys. It is not fair for me to sit on the phone with a woman who just does not find black guys interesting. And I just say, she said, well, are you black? Your voice kind of said, and I'm saying, well, that's not important. That's not
Wait
fair.
You know, for 3 weeks, you know, you didn't get it. I'm not saying that it'll take 3 weeks for me to tell somebody's age, but right away, the first few words, you know, it's already, you're already putting barriers for yourself in your mind.
What if I ask if you're a Christian? Is that wrong too?
What?
What if I ask, are you a Christian? Do you go to church?
You know, if that's important to me, and let's say you're Christian and I'm Jewish, and that's important to me to live a Jewish life or for you to live a Christian life, it could be a deal breaker. You're right.
Exactly. Anything could be a deal breaker is what I'm trying to tell you. It is not up to us to pick what should and shouldn't be deal breakers. People get to pick their own deal breakers.
But hold on. But hold on.
Religion is just as shallow. Because I think literally a Christian is one of the – I think Christianity is one of the silliest religions. But if somebody thinks that it's important to them, it's not my job to tell them it's silly.
Exactly. Of course not.
Right. So I would answer their question. I wouldn't let them keep going out with me for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they find out I'm not a Christian.
Listen, by my age, the only thing that would be – that I see that would be important is because a man wants children. And I say that right away. I do not want, even if I could.
That is not the most important thing. You're talking to a man that would ask age. I'll let you talk to some other men. That is not the only reason why someone asks your age. Your age could mean a lot of things, just like how the young girl said earlier. She doesn't like talking to young guys because she said their mentality is different. She likes talking to older guys. Now, it would be wrong for guys to tell her, my age doesn't matter. If she knows for a fact, it does.
Do you know how many older men I met that have a mentality of a 5-year-old and younger?
Get it.
Like,
you know how,
I'm not kidding.
And do you know how many people I've met who died at 22? But you didn't.
But this is why I'm telling you, it's important to me to make conversations with you to see whether I even get along with you, like
now,
you.
Now, what if a guy told you he didn't want to talk? He thinks that's silly. We can just text all day. What if a guy said, you hearing my voice doesn't matter? Which, that is pretty shallow to hear a voice.
I think it does matter.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me bring
voice.
In some people to join us. Let me bring in Susan. Let me bring in Tiffany. Let me bring in James. Let me bring in Alan. Let me bring in Virginia. Let me bring in Martez. I'll bring in Al. I don't care. I'll bring in all of you guys. You guys have heard me and my girl Anna have a great conversation. She's still here. Let me go to Alan. Go to Alan first. What's up, Alan?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
All right, what do you think about the conversation we've been having? I've been getting a lot of emails and stuff. People seem to be enjoying it. What do you think?
Well, I kind of just got into the conversation to tell you the truth, but that I picked up a little bit of the conversation. I think everybody has their own preference, a lot of times. People have their own preference. I'm not one to judge anybody. With me,
have you ever asked a woman her age?
I have. I mean,
I
was
say the answer would be yes. I don't know anyone that hasn't asked another person that they're trying to talk to how old they are. I think it's a relevant question. Do you think it's irrelevant to know a woman's age?
I don't ask it. I guess it and try to fuck it up.
You do what?
I don't ask my age. I guess what it is and try to fuck it up. Make her tell me then.
So you just, wait a minute, are you one of them lame dudes that sit there and tell a woman that she looked 20?
No.
When you know damn well she ain't 20?
No. I try to suck it up for her so she can give me her real age.
Okay, give me an example. I'm kind of confused.
If she's like, say she's 30. I'm like, I think you may be 41.
Fuck. Oh, that's bad. Don't do that. That's not nice.
Let me tell y'all a story. Then I'm going to go back to my man, Alan. Let me tell y'all a story that happened to me. It was hilarious. My girlfriend was one of them skinny girls. You know, skinny, well, first off, all black women think they look younger than their age. They just do, and they'll force it down your throat. Especially the skinny ones or the short ones, they think that they look young because they're short. No, you look little, so like a child. You're little. But she was 5'3", 98 pounds. She was little. She used to tell me, everybody, and she was 36 when we started dating. I was 28. And I knew she was in her 30s. She looked like she was 36. And I'm good at guessing people's age. I said, she looked 36. But, of course, you can't tell a woman that. So I didn't say anything. Well, every day she talked about, I went to people, they carded me at the so-and-so. And they did this. And people always think I'm 22. And I was like, bitch, they see all them bags under your eyes. They know you're not no 22. But I would never say nothing because I'm sleeping with this girl and I like sleeping with her. So I'm not going to ruin that. So here's what happened. We went to Six Flags, and I don't know if any of you have ever been to Six Flags over Georgia or Six Flags anywhere. Well, Six Flags has a man that walks around, and the man guesses your age.
Yeah.
And if he guesses your age right, you pay him, and that's it. If he, excuse me, you don't get anything. If he guesses your age wrong, he'll give you something.
Yeah.
Well, since she was so adamant about everybody thinks she's 20 and nobody guesses her age correctly, she wanted to show me, because y'all know I'm an asshole. Anna will tell you I'm a bit of an asshole, but I'm a fun guy. Just an asshole. She said, fine, I want to prove to you. She went over to that man. Now, granted, at the time she was 36. Homeboy said, 37.
Oh, boy.
Then she had the nerve to, as you know black women will, because the argument will be that it was somebody else's fault. She said, that motherfucker trying to be funny.
Oh my god, that's funny.
I said, ma'am, I said, this is his damn job. He wouldn't go around all day being funny because they would fire his ass for giving out all these damn gifts and making no money. Why the hell would he pick you out of nowhere to try to be funny? Let me fuck up my money by telling this joke to this strange, skinny woman.
Hey, Tommy, but I got out of the conversation where Anna said that you was hollering at her. That was a bit misunderstanding. You did handle it pretty professional, but how can she say that you was hollering at her? She was raised in East Africa? You heard how that motherfucker
was. Hold on 1 second. For me, when a man raises, it's something from my childhood. When a man raises his voice, it's kind of a little bit, you know, uncomfortable for me. That's
yeah,
because
when he raises
that's
his voice, this is somebody's ass about to get whooped, right?
No.
What?
I said when a man raises his voice, where you from? Somebody's ass about to get whooped, right?
So, you know, yes, and I don't like that. I'm not argumentative in that way. I would not start an argument. Like I said, if somebody tries to entice me to
I can argue from both sides. Understand, she was just saying she doesn't know. This is her first time calling the show, so she doesn't know. So she took it. Yeah, she took it as when my voice raised. Go ahead.
And
all I was saying was
the fact that I was raised.
Let Anna finish.
The fact that I was raised in Africa has nothing to do with anything.
He was just being funny.
You know?
He was being.
Oh,
he was,
okay.
He was trying to be funny.
Okay. It's
you understand?
Okay.
After the show, we kick a lot of jokes. You'll get.
Oh, okay. I don't get it.
People use sarcasm. That's why I said you're used to somebody raising their voice. It was like there was a little bit of sarcasm in it, but probably some truth when I said you're used to a man when he raises his voice, he ready to kick some ass. I wanted to make the joke, even though it probably has some truth in it. Because typically when a man is raising his voice, somebody usually getting their windpipe cut off.
Well, yeah. Well, I just don't like it, but I understand. I understand the joke.
Right. And but what she was trying to say was because she'd never seen it before, apparently when my voice raises, but I always tell people this too. It always sounds like I'm arguing when I'm not, or it sounds like I'm mad when I don't agree with you to that person. To that person, it's like, and I always tell women, stop doing that. When a woman turns around and plays the victim role and make the man feel like he can't say what he's saying, or you're being mean, so he's supposed to immediately stop, or you're arguing, so he's supposed to immediately stop, or whatever point he's trying to make, it has to go away because she says, well, you're being mean now. And if you notice, and ladies, you guys can tell me if I'm lying, women do typically use that against a man. Every time I call a woman cheating, And was mad that she was cheating. And she turned it into, oh, you're trying to hit me. No, I should hit you. The hell are you talking about? Why are you being so mean? You got a dick in your hand still.
Now you're talking outside of my experiences.
Can you at least let go of his dick, please?
Let it go before you.
But the point is, like, women will do that. They will pull this weird, oh, you're being so mean, and you're thinking,
no, Tommy,
you just told me that a dozen donuts had six of them in there. You asked me to have me take this to my daughter's school with these six donuts.
No, it's not. What I was saying, but anyway.
I'm being funny, but I'm saying, seriously, you can't do that in the middle of a discussion. You can do it. But it's not fair to the person you're talking to. It's like when I was talking to you, and I understand you don't know the format, but when I was talking to you, I was trying to get the simple point across that you cannot dictate to other people what's important to them. And when you make comments to someone let me finish. When you make comments to anyone that asks you a question, because I've done it, but I acknowledge what I'm doing. I am belittling the question you ask. I do think it's a stupid question, and I refuse to answer it. But you will know that this is what I'm doing. I won't pretend that this is a normal act, because when I ask you what if you got a job, you didn't have a problem answering that. When I ask you what you drive, you didn't have a problem answering that. But when I ask you, how big is your penis? Well, that's not important.
Well, it was not the point of belittling at all on my part, at all. Because if I thought it was stupid, I would tell you up front, your question is stupid. It wasn't stupid. It was just not something that I expected you to ask me the second question that you the first time we even talked. And it was
Virginia.
And I understand. You're very direct. You're very direct, and I appreciate
shouldn't you want – well, let me ask you, everyone – wouldn't you rather be with someone that's direct than someone like pussyfooting around it and I'll wait maybe 2 or 3 weeks and then get to that? Wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't the world be better? Seriously, wouldn't the world be better if everything you asked someone, they gave you your answer? If everything you thought was important, you either got it or you could walk away. Wouldn't you think the world would be better if when you came to the first job interview, you asked them, how much do you pay? And they didn't tell you, we'll wait till the third job interview to tell you. Why the hell am I wasting my gas and my driving to come up to a job that's going to pay me $5 an hour? I want 50.
Everything has a time and place, and yes, I do appreciate directness, but sometimes those questions are none of your business right away.
But why wouldn't it? But that's what I mean. You're saying a simple question isn't somebody's.
No, but for certain people, that is important to them because they don't want to talk to someone. Like with the whole age thing, they don't want to talk to someone when they're at a certain age. They want to talk to someone.
I appreciate that. But to me, none of
your. But you're not asking the question. You keep saying, but to me. That makes everything you say. When you start a sentence with, but to me, everything after that becomes moot.
No, because
it's
when
I go to
literally
like
a
me
job,
saying to a woman who doesn't want to date a man that has kids, and me saying instead of answering that simple question, me saying, but to me.
You know what? 3 weeks is up. How old are you?
Cheryl, she's already answered. She ain't got to keep answering it. But the point is, again, you never hear women who are, and this is what's funny. Everybody who says you're not supposed to ask a woman's weight or their age usually are fat or older. You never hear a woman who is 25 say, don't ask me my age. I've never heard it. I've never heard a 25-year-old woman say, do not ask me my age. I've only heard women in their late 30s, 40s, and above. I've never heard someone 30 years old say, don't ask me how old I am.
Right.
I don't remember people asking me my age when I was 25.
So they just started now?
No, if what they saw and what they heard was good, then they keep talking to you. I mean,
so then why they ask you what you do for a living?
Maybe that's your first priority to ask
a
woman's age, but it's not everybody.
I'm asking you a simple question. By that logic, nothing's important. You want to know what's really irrelevant? Hey, do you have any pets? That's really irrelevant.
to you.
If your ass is 60 years old and we want to know how old you are, ready to die. That's why we want to know. If you're 60, you're about ready to die anyway, so we want to know that.
You know what?
Even what he's saying is a joke, but it is true by definition of lifespan that people have. The importance of it is the fact that we typically know the older we get, the closer we are to death. That's how life works.
Okay.
So it is important. I mean, again, it is important. Why the hell would I want to meet Joe Paterno at the club but not ask him how old he was? This doesn't make any sense.
That's irrelevant, honey.
Well,
I am trying to hire for this coaching position.
And your age might have something to do with me hiring for this job.
It's not. You can't compare the two. But any man out
So here's a good example. Then, asking the importance of age. Say you want to date a younger guy, and you go out and meet him. You're gonna want to meet, and they look like really young. They could be like in their mid-20s, but they could look like they're like 16, 17 years old. That they are not a minor.
Thank you, girl.
If you end up sleeping with them and it turns out they are a minor, technically speaking, you just did statutory rape.
Okay, let me ask you something.
When I meet somebody,
I just go by what they look like and what they have to say. That's not.
You know how many men in jail?
How old are you?
Because they did that. You know how many times I would have been in jail? Hold on. You know how many times I would have been in jail had I did that? I remember being 23, and I met a girl at the place where I worked. Was I 23 or 23? Yeah, I was 23. I was working at this place called Desperate Feet, and it was my last year of college. I was 22 then. It was my last year of college, and this girl named Patrice, and I can tell the story now. I guess the statute of limitations is over. I kind of know the law a little bit.
Confess.
She worked at the same place I worked. I'm 5'10.5". She was 6 foot tall. She wore a 36 double D. She had a 42-inch hip. She had a 24-inch waist. She looked like one of them weird mannequins. I'd never seen a shape like that before. She worked at the same place I did.
I was old enough, son.
She had a job, just like I did. She worked every night during, and I go back now and I look at it, I say it was the summer. She worked every night like I did. One night after work, she said, I need a ride home. My ride normally, who's going to take me home, isn't here. Of course, I wanted to ride her home because she was fine.
Yep.
I took her home. We sat in the car. We got to talking. Next thing you know, she gave me the Popeye treatment. But those who don't know what that is, she blew me down. Anyway. Anyway, the point is, next thing I know, we get along. I've been fucking this girl for a month and a half. We get ready to go meet her parents, and she says to me, tell my mama that you 17. And I said, why? She said, because I'm 14, I'll be 15 next week.
That's just what you're
for. Tommy, come on, Tommy.
I'm walking into this woman's house thinking I am going to jail because I got a fucking full beard and a receding hairline, and she is not going to believe that I am 17.
Oh, my God.
I can't break up with this chick because she going to go to the police. And when she come back with the police, Sting ain't going to be with her. It ain't going to be Sting and the police. It's just going to be the police.
A cash 22. Dang.
Thank you. So me not asking his age because this woman, she knew everything I knew. She talked about colleges. She talked about everything I talked about. She was bigger than me.
And yet she was still a minor.
Thank you. So to literally say your age doesn't matter is a horrible thing to say because it is very important. Like this man said, I know it sucks for people to hear. Men understand it. Women don't like hearing it. Men know that when we get older, we're getting closer to death. Men don't fight that. That's why we go ahead and die because we know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy because I don't think like that. That's crazy.
Like what? That we're getting closer to death? You don't believe you'll die one day.
I don't think like that either. But
I don't feel like I'm gonna die. Why are you depressing me? Seriously?
You should believe.
I'm sorry, people watching the show who don't believe they're gonna die. I'm sorry.
It's coming.
I don't want to ruin that. I don't want to ruin their belief that every other person that's ever lived on the earth.
God. You know what? You're almost like you have all these. You're gonna die. You're close. You're done with your life. I'm gonna go jump from the building in a minute.
But wait a minute.
That's not what he said.
I knew when I got to be a junior that my college career was almost over. That's common sense.
Okay.
It's not depressing for me to say. Look, it's only depressing for me because when I got to be a senior, I said, "Shit, I'm gonna graduate in 2 weeks. All this pussy is gonna go away." I literally said I need to take some graduate courses. And it's some people who are professional students that's all they do. And then they get laughed at on campus because when they try to go to the frat parties or they try to date the 20-year-old girl, people be like, "Nigga, you 40 still on campus?"
Pervert.
At a certain point in time, your age does matter. You meet this motherfucker at the frat party, but he got a horseshoe on top of his head looking like Julius Caesar, but you can't ask him how old he is.
All I'm trying to say is when you meet me, you know I'm not 14.
Yes, but I wouldn't know you were 50 either, and you know that. You said that you look better than people who are 20. That's the point.
I've had girls ask me how big my penis was. Oh God. Okay.
And you know what? It would be hard. Let me tell you what I thought about. I said, "Mel, well, maybe that would be a bad question to ask if I didn't have a big penis, because a little dick man wouldn't want to answer that question." You can ask Bill Gates how big his dick is, and it's Bill Gates. If he got a big dick, he don't mind telling you. If he got a little one, he's going to say, "That's not important. I mean, I'm trying to sell you a website. I'm trying to sell you Windows 98.
But you're trying to say, because I didn't say my age now.
No, I'm not trying to say it.
I have issues about it.
No. Here's what I'm doing, because I know you can't argue with some people. I'm not going to tell you have issues with it. But let me tell you from my personal opinion of what the school I went to that gave me the degree that allowed me to be able to give pretty good assessments. When you say things like, "I live in L.A., which is a place where guys actually will not date a woman who is of their same age for someone who's younger," you cannot turn around and say it don't matter, because you wouldn't have made that statement. You would never make the statement that guys
literally go for
women who are younger and will bypass women their age just because the woman's younger.
Wait, first of all, it's also very cultural, like I'm telling you. It's a combination of a lot of things. And so all I'm saying is if I'm not telling you my age right away, I'm going to tell you my age, but I don't have to tell you after
you. Right, just like I don't have to tell you if I got AIDS. I don't. I'm not fucking you. I don't have to tell you I got AIDS.
AIDS can kill you. AIDS can keep you.
Hold on, they can only kill you if I'm fucking you.
But if you're suggesting that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Am I suggesting fucking you on the first date? If you think asking somebody's age on the first date is wrong, you think asking for some pussy is wrong?
Okay, Tommy. You know what? Tommy, I'm going to say it in front of all. How many people are there online right now?
Right now, who I've let in right now, there's 12.
12. All you 12 people, the jurors of the court right now, I apologize for not telling Tommy after the
session. See, that's what I mean. Didn't I just tell y'all what women do? They will somehow turn around and play a sympathy call.
I have never asked you for an apology, or you keep making it personal.
You keep making this personal, and I'm not going to let you do that now. Because I'm talking about women in general, not you.
Okay.
Everybody else that's on the line, am I talking about women in general or her? Did I not say it's not fair that women have a problem with it? Have I not been saying this the whole time?
You're be talking in general. The point that you're trying to make.
And she keeps making it specific to try to make me feel guilty.
Okay,
hey, guys, everybody that's on the line, I want to apologize for not telling Tommy immediately when he asked. That is not what my point was for saying
no,
any of this
not.
At all.
All right, I take my
apology
at all,
and that's not fair. That is so not fair to me.
You made about the young girl at school should have been enough. It did it for me. You know what I'm saying?
I know. When I gave the story about the girl, it had nothing to do. And even when, who was that? I think it's Susan or maybe it's Cindy who was talking, or Virginia. I think it was Virginia who was saying the same. And it's a woman who's saying he's not talking about you specifically. He's talking about the fact that women keep getting away with trying to guilt people into other things. You can't guilt me into saying what I'm saying is true, because it is. Age matters to some people, just like work matters to people and height matters to people. I had a girl ask me online who had never met me. First question was, how old are you and how tall are you? And she said, because I'm sick of short-ass old men trying to get at me. And I was like, why would I get mad at somebody who asked that? Georgette, first thing she asked, do you have kids? Now, I got a child, and it hurts me when I hear it, because I'd be like, man, I ain't going to get to fuck Georgette because I got a child. But I'm not going to sit up there and say, it's not important. It isn't important, because she's not going to have anything to do with my child on a first date or a second date, or even if I come over my house, because over her house, because my child won't be with me. If she give me some head, my daughter's not going
to
be sitting there looking.
That might not be important to you, but that is important to her.
Hey, Thomas,
thank you. That's all I'm trying to say. And when people are doing that, you're trying to dictate what somebody else thinks, and it's not fair. It is not. I don't care if it's me personal or a nigga down the street or your dentist. It's not fair. When they ask you how old are you, like how when doctors get ready to put you under, they ask you how old you are before they put you under. How you look like going in there talking about, so my age don't matter, just put me under.
Well, no, actually, what they really ask you is how much do you weigh when they want to put you under?
Yeah.
Because they got to know exactly how much anesthetic to get
Thank
to you.
Or if you're getting breast implants. They ask you how old are you because all facelift. Because after a while, your face is not going to be even pliable for them to lift it.
Tommy?
Tommy, did you see any universities looking for head coaches to go to Joe Paterno?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So for someone to say your age doesn't matter, fuck it. When I logged on to Facebook, it asked me how old I was. Why does Facebook need to know how old I am? It's Facebook.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that Anna has been trying to dictate this whole conversation ever since you let her on? Because I sure have.
Who is this?
Susan.
Hey, Susan. Well, I mean, that's what I was trying to tell her. You can't say this is appropriate. This, I mean, you can say it, but you can't tell a person when they're talking this is appropriate to ask me. Because if that's the case, you might as well go on a date. Because here's what I suggest everybody who believes that. This is what you should do, and I tell women all the time: get on your WordPress or your Microsoft Word. Write you a list of things you want to answer. And when you go on a date, just hand out that sheet to everyone.
Exactly.
And tell them, these are the things I'm comfortable asking. So you don't have this uncomfortable conversation where a person asks you something that in most cultures it's normal. And especially in other countries it's normal. Matter of fact, I know in African countries they won't even marry some women who are over certain ages. That's why when people like me, who are Latino, when we come over to the United States, we get to lying about when we were born.
Tom, I still laugh at that shit when you say you're Latino.
I hate to say this, but the whole it's a cultural thing, is actually an excuse. Because the fact is even though you were in a culture, the second you left that culture and moved into
another
culture, you got to then learn what is okay in that culture and then realize, just because you're from a different culture doesn't mean that they're going to know what your culture is and know what.
Well, there's a song, there's a saying that says, "When in Rome." They don't say "When in Rome, do as the Athenians do."
You got to understand, just because it may be in your culture or whatever, it's not okay to ask how old you are.
But typically in other countries, let me tell you something. Let me just be honest, and I've been trying not to be.
Culture.
But let me just be honest. Only in America is it not okay to ask a woman shit. In other countries, they be wanting to know because they dictate more of what a woman does in other countries than here. In other countries, they get to they are more strict on what they say to women. So they want to know how old they are because the men won't marry a woman of a certain age. Only in America have women gotten the rights to where they can be a-holes to people, and it's being expected to be that it's okay. It's only here. So when she said that, she's not saying in other countries because I've been to Israel, and they want to know how old the woman is before they marry them. I worked for TESCOM and spent 2.5 years in Israel. And asking a woman their age wasn't offensive. Because if you're trying to date that woman, you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the United States, that you got a right to remain silent, but they still lock your ass up for not...
You ain't
lying.
Exactly.
I'm trying
to
talk.
Who is that, said Tommy? Who's that? And hold on, let me. Is I'm bringing somebody. 561-577. Who's that?
It's Chris, man.
What up, Chris? Quit trying to be smooth, nigga. You ain't smooth.
Can I chime in here?
Yeah, who is that?
My name is Ronisha.
Hey, Ronisha. How did you get up in here?
I got a three-way from my honey who's on the phone.
Oh, I like doing a three-way. Come on, let's go.
I knew he was going to go there.
Y'all set him up, I knock him down. That's my job.
I don't share. I do not share. But I want to say anybody who is afraid to share their age is insecure about their age. Apparently, that's just a matter of insecurity. Because for me, I'm 33 and proud of the 33 years that I've actually been able to survive and be on this earth. And if I make it to 50, 60, 70, I will be shouting to the rooftops about my age because
that's
I'm
what saying. It, to me, it's a badge of honor. I made it this far. Why would I not want to share that? That's like if someone asked me, hey, did you go to college? That's not important. And nigga didn't go to college. Who the fuck you know got a degree talking about, I don't want to talk about it. That's inappropriate. Seriously, who has a degree who doesn't want to talk to a woman about it? And again, it's just like men. If you ask them what they do and they're a superstar, I understand why they don't want to tell you, because they don't want somebody to try to get them because of their money. And they have an insecurity about it. They know that people are trying to take their money. They're not going to sit up there and pretend that they don't want to answer a basic question and then try to make you feel guilty for asking them a basic question. Anybody that's been in the United States longer than 15 minutes knows that they ask you your age. Because when you come to the United States and you reach the great land of ours, however you got here, the first thing that people ask you is what? Your name and age.
Exactly.
People are used to being asked their age. So when somebody tells me they're not, that's a lie. Because they've been used to, because we ask age almost as often as we ask names.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your driver's license. What do they ask you? Name, age, weight, where you live.
Now, we don't be asking no damn Social Security number. That's when you should really throw up a flag.
Exactly, because I can't take your age. I can't take a woman's age, Google it, and fuck around and break in their bank account.
One of the first little acronyms that came up was ASL. Age,
thank you.
Sex, location.
I let a girl tell me I can't date you because you live too far. How would it look if I just sit up there and tried not to tell her where I live? And that's more irrelevant than my age. Where I live, bitch, they make planes, trains, and automobiles. I can get to your pussy if I want it that bad.
Anybody trying to hide anything in a conversation would make you want to ask even more questions to figure out why they're trying to hide it. Apparently, it's a problem.
It should worry anyone, because it's like, and you know what's funny? When you ask women how their age or their weight, they'll tell you that they're not going to answer it. And if you talk to them for about 10, 15 more minutes, you know what they'll ask you?
What's yours?
Yeah, ask you yours. So it matters to them how old your ass is. It does. I've never asked a woman how old she was, and she didn't turn around, and the ones who denied how old they were, they still ask me how old I was. And I kept saying, wait a minute, if it's that irrelevant, why did you ask me?
Let me flip the script here. I have
to. Yeah, here's what I would say. If they had done that to me, I would be like, well, if you're not going to tell me your age, I'm not going to tell you mine.
Well, I tried that too, and then she said, well, you childish.
This conversation over then. That's what I was saying.
It all goes back to control.
I'm not going to talk to it because if I'm childish, I'm not going to talk to someone who thinks I'm childish.
Thank you. But somebody just said it. Who's the brother just said it all goes back to control?
It goes all back to control. This is Martez.
Mm-hmm.
It's plain and
you
simple.
Think about it, Martez. Again, like I said, a 22-year-old feels like whatever you ask them must be important, so they just answer it.
Exactly.
Once you hit a certain age, older women start telling you what the fuck. That's why I said they might as well type up a page and tell you what you can and can't. When you start dictating what somebody can say to you, that's a problem.
Uh huh.
If a man told you what you could and could not ask him, and then when I kept saying to Anna, look, some men meet women who don't mind dating married men. So if you ask him if he's married, he might look at you the same way you asked him about age. But then it kept getting back to, well, that's different. I don't like when people tell me what's different. You're not the controller, be-all, or God of what's proper. You're not. Because if you were, you wouldn't be. I tell people all the time, if you were, then you wouldn't even be in position for me to date you. All your other decisions would have worked out. You wouldn't even be free. It's just like an unemployed person trying to tell you what he ain't going to deal with. Nigga, you ain't got no job.
Man, I wouldn't do that job.
I know when I work. I know for people who have worked for me. Nigga, you don't have a job. Apparently the way you did it didn't work, because if it did, you'd have a job.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I pitch. Right? That's like that nigga that kicked that field goal and missed it against the Ravens. Talking about, you know what I do when I kick. Nigga, we don't want to hear from you because you missed.
He ain't got no job.
Might not have no job. Let's talk a little bit of sports, man, because I'm not going to blame that damn kicker. That dude dropped that damn touchdown, should have ended that ball game.
You right.
No, the laces wasn't out, man.
But not only that, but they going back and they figured out now that the man was rushed because they didn't know it. Them motherfuckers didn't even know it was fourth down. They thought it was third.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's a whole bunch of blame to go around, but dude should have caught the ball. But I don't know if we're ready to get into sports yet. We got too many women on the line. Then women want to talk about this.
I don't mind talking about
sports. I want to get a woman's point of view. Lisa, are you there or are you asleep?
Tommy, what happened the other night when I got cut off at 15 minutes?
You got cut off because it cut off. That's how it works. Now you go asking stupid questions.
No. I mean, serious business, though. I mean, I know we used to have an hour after show, though, but it only 15 minutes it went off. I heard the commercial and all.
Exactly. Man, I had some shit to do. I'm very unprofessional.
Okay.
I'm a black man with his own show that pays his own bills. I might leave out this motherfucking mid-sentence.
You got the power. You got the power.
Let somebody call me right now and say I'm coming through to get some head. All right, then. See you Thursday.
And then that woman come on down.
I cut the motherfucker right on off. This nigga cut the show off in mid-sentence. I have told a chick in the middle of a counseling session, I said, and we'll be back next week for part two. She was like, bitch, the game is on. I told you the game comes on at 1:00. You act like it didn't. I paid for an hour. I'll give you 15 minutes worth back. I am very unprofessional. But I'm very honest about it. And that's all you can be. That's what I tell people. I'm not, when like people ask me about my hairline, I'm not bald because I want to be. This ain't no shit I chose.
It is what it is.
I have a pretty thick head of hair.
You know what? I would have to argue the idea that the American society in general has a major issue with keeping things in the dark, hiding information from people. That's why people get problems.
That's why we have so much AIDS. That's why we have so many men cheating. That's why we have so many babies. That's why we have so many "you ain't the fathers" on Maury Povich.
Exactly.
You didn't want to tell me you was a hoe. All you had to do was tell me you was a hoe. We could have still got along. But you thought I wouldn't date you because you didn't want if he found out I'm a hoe, he won't date me. So I can't tell him I'm a hoe. It's just like I found out a girl I used to date was a she liked women. And I got mad at her. I said, I was with your ass for 2 damn years. We could have been swinging like Tarzan, but you wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, you missed out on that one.
Yeah, she was talking about some. This is what she said. Ah, you seem such a nice guy. You so educated and blah, blah, blah. I didn't think you'd want a woman like that.
You
chose to lie to me just to get with me.
That's something
you chose to withhold information from me just to get with me. But I couldn't be mad because I done told all kind of lies to chicks.
Hey, Tommy, but what about the women that tell you not, oh, I'm ready to settle down now? I'm like, what the fuck? You know? Well,
no, you can't settle me. You can't settle down with me if you was a known hoe. Difference. All I tell everybody, all I date is hoes. But I don't date no known hoes.
Wait a minute, so are they not known after they've been with you?
They only known by me and the niggas I know. If I go to the club and the niggas giggling when I walk up to the bar, oh, no. He could be let me tell you something. He could be laughing because his homeboy told him a joke. I ain't going to go home with that chick. Why you leave me at the bar? You saw them niggas laughing. They was over there with D.L. Hughley.
Oh, man.
I don't give a fuck. I think they was laughing at you.
Wow.
You said you like hoes, yeah, but you's a known hoe. I just totally different. People don't understand what I mean by these known hoes. These known hoes will fuck up your family reunion.
Mm.
Take one of them known hoes to the family reunion if you want to. Oh, my God. Uncle done fucked my girl. This is messed up.
Ain't that some craziness?
I took a bitch to the family reunion, didn't know she was in porn. Nigga walked up to her with her. I told myself, can I have your autograph? I was like, I know my girl fine, but she ain't fine enough to want her autograph for it.
Sign my copy of a DVD, huh? God damn.
This nigga done pulled his dick out talking about some say to Marcus with love.
Oh, my God.
With love.
If you run out of room on this side, there's some more on the other.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Does that mean you wouldn't do a porn star?
Oh, I didn't say I wouldn't do one. I said I wouldn't date one.
Oh, you wouldn't go out with a porn star?
Uh-oh.
I've been out on the town with known hoes. I'm not dating one.
That's what I'm asking. Would you date a porn star?
That's what I'm
asking. I don't know. I guess that's a little bit. Like I said, I've done it. But I ain't married to her, so that lets you know how it ended up. I've done it.
Right,
but I mean, hell, I dated a church girl. I dated all kinds of chicks. I mean, it's hard for me to answer because honestly, I kind of like whores. I really do.
You say church girl? They known hoes too.
Yeah, no, them church girls are secret hoes.
Uh-huh.
They like got that ring, you know, like the Wonder Twin Powers when they hit the ring together, they turn into another motherfucker.
Well,
that's how Christians are. Christians, they be like Wonder Twin Powers activate form of a threesome.
Switch up on you when they get out of church.
Yeah, I literally remember dating a chick who we used to do threesomes. She'd get up in the morning, go teach your kids at Sunday school, and come back to me and the girl she left. And I kept saying, you going to get up in that church and everything going to explode. Just burst in the fucking flames. I was scared to fuck her. My dick might fall off. You know this girl is sinning. And I didn't know she was a known hoe. You can start telling when they known hoes. When you don't have to ask them for pictures of their titties, they just send them.
Wow.
That's what she did. I said, you look like you something. Just one. She just said, oh, here's a picture of him. I said, damn, I got a winner. But I like hoes like that. I don't like people that hold stuff from me. Meaning this, When I say I like hoes, what I mean by hoes is I just like people who are open and honest. If you like fucking, don't pretend that you don't, and don't tell me that when I asked you about it, it's inappropriate. I don't care. Look, if you're going to fuck me, it don't matter if I asked you on day one or day 21. That's stupid. I've never understood why people would argue something and then end up doing it. I've had girls literally get, you don't ask me if I suck dick, come to find out she been on 9 niggas' cell phones sucking they dick.
Oh.
Why is it offensive I asked you something you do? Seriously, why is it offensive? But only, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Women do this dictation of shit. Men don't get to do it. Men, when's the last time y'all have ever been able to tell a woman in mid-conversation that that's not important or she can't ask that? Try that shit and see what happens.
You never win that argument.
Try that shit and see what happens. A bitch could ask you what you like eating on Saturday. Tell her that's irrelevant. What I eat is irrelevant.
Okay.
See what happens next.
Whole attitude.
Let her smell your cologne, and she just asks you, what kind of cologne do you wear? Oh, that's actually irrelevant. I'm not used to someone asking me what I smell like. That's fucking offensive. Either you like the smell or you don't. You're not going to ask me who made this.
I've had a man tell me that before.
And what did you do?
The whole conversation just ended. I was done. Okay? You can't tell me it's over. All right, you have a nice day. Have a nice life. Yeah,
exactly. You think it to yourself, okay, I can see if I asked you for your Social Security number. I could see if I asked you for something that I could use to rob you. I've had women give me their home address and cell phone numbers before they give me their age and weight. Really?
Wow.
So I can come to your house and kill you, but I won't know how old you are when I get there. When the police say they gonna put out a description for the nigga that robbed the bank, they can't say his age or weight. It's irrelevant. You can find this nigga. Go look for Javier. Just look for somebody named Javier.
But just so all the women know, it is kind of crazy to give up a damn house key and not an age.
Think about it. I've literally had women give me their cell phone number and addresses, but refuse to tell me their age. But when they find the dead body, they gonna know he killed a woman that he didn't know how old she was. At least he didn't know the victim's age.
Dude, I don't get why a lot of women do that. I really, really don't.
Because it's and they won't admit it, but it is an insecurity. I'm insecure. The older I get, I don't like saying that shit. I just don't. It sounds weird. But then I didn't like looking at my checking account and seeing that the numbers was lower than 3 digits. It seemed weird. You mean I can't pay my cell phone bill? What are you saying? And I got to go in the store because the ATM don't have that little bit amount of money to give me. Why will you not give me ones? I got $9 in the bank and can't get it out. That's fucked up.
Got to have 10.
Hey, y'all, this has been fun. I've enjoyed it. We didn't really get into it. At the end of the day, I don't think age should matter, but I do think it's more difficult for women to date younger than it is for men just because, as we talked about earlier, society says it's okay for men to do it. Society dictates that a man can still be someone you start a family with.